Hey guys, this is Stig. As you know, this is our 52nd episode, which means that we are celebrating 1 year in podcasting, bringing you the biscuit. Now, we've got a very exciting show this week with a lot of surprises, and I wanted to go over with you some of the things that we'll have. First of all, we've got the Spoony Bards on this week, and we also have the intro music that is courtesy of the Spoony Bards. We also have Ganyman and Rickshaw, who are special guests that join us from the FFEncyclopedia.org website. And as well, by popular demand, we have put together an amalgamation of best of clips for your listening pleasure. We hope that you enjoy the show. Okay, we have with us some very special guests this week. Joining us for our 52nd episode here are the Spoony Bards. Say hello, everybody.
Hey.
Yo.
Hello.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just have you guys introduce yourselves and go around the room, and we'll go from there. Who do we have with us?
We have Stephen Poon, John Levitt,
Jamie Hatton,
Alex August,
Veronica Henry,
Natalie Abdo,
Jeremiah Roque.
All right. yeah, very special guests. I've seen these guys a couple of times at OhioCon. Where they basically they just like set up a camp and they just play music for everybody all weekend long. and it's really awesome.
They're actually going to include a link to your website up on our page later. So we'll figure out details for that later. And I had posted this in your forums. I was reading through the July issue of Nintendo Power, and you guys are in there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That is wicked cool.
I've always wanted to be in a Nintendo Power. That's pretty cool.
Very cool. I know I'd been at ASEN this year, and I missed you guys, but hopefully I'll get a chance to see you guys next year.
Yeah, ASEN kind of, the fire marshal kind of screwed us over a little bit on when we could set up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when right down.
Yeah, I was hoping to see you guys, and then it's like, I didn't see them. I'm like, So, it was the weekend before finals.
When we did get going, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, for those of you that don't know, the Spoony Bards are a band, and they travel around, and they play music with various different instruments and vocal talent and all that good kind of stuff, and they play a lot of they play video game music and anime music, Final Fantasy type stuff, and it's just a really awesome experience to see. I'm sure most of you know their videos are all over YouTube.
They were also at the remember way back in I think it was like the first episode when I talked about the play concert and the autograph signing.
Yeah, that's true,
you guys were actually at the autograph signing, right?
Yeah, we were there. And they asked us to play for them.
That's very cool.
That's so awesome. There's actually a funny video that we kind of share in our circle. That's from video
game trailers.
Game trailers. That's what it is. And they have you guys playing up there at the signing and stuff. And it's classic because
this always haunts me. This always haunts me. We had gotten there and he's like, after we got there, he's like, well, I want to get something signed. So we had ran back to the car and grabbed his PSP. And so there's a guy from Game Trailers there. He pulled us aside. He's like, you know, you mind if I ask you a few questions? He's like, okay, sure. And he's like, so, you know, what are you here for? He's like, oh, I got my PSP signed by Nabuto. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, that guy.
I was like,
awesome.
I pulled him aside after that. I'm like, I'm never taking you anywhere with me ever again.
Shamed the family.
I was just like,
who was that again? Who was that guy?
That was his brother.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that's the Eric made a YTMND of that, I think, too, didn't he?
Yes.
No way. Do I have that still?
It's YTMND. Oh my God. It's good if you like epilepsy and stuff, like it's all flashy. And, oh man.
That's why I don't know anything. I just
I gotta call him up for a day.
That's all I call him now. I'm just like, hey, Nabuto, come here.
That's what we all call him now.
Nabuto, get out of here.
Man.
Naboots.
All right, so I wanted to ask you guys, or I don't know who wants to speak to this, but how did you guys get started, and when was that?
Steven, go.
The actual formation started at ASEN 2004, where basically I met Jer, and then and Natalie and Ronnie were there, and then we ran into Chris,
and I dragged Andrew
eventually. And Andrew was playing, and we all got together and just started being like, hey, what do you know how to play? And before we knew it, we were just making up whatever we knew off the top of our heads. And people were like, hey, what's your band's name? And we're like, we're a band. We just met.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Wow. So it just kind of spiraled from there.
Yeah, and then met more people, and it just kind of snowballed.
A friend of mine once referred to it as the most accidental band in history.
Actually, prior to the convention on cosplay.com, Steven had tried to get a big group of musicians together to play music, and he had probably at least 20 people who wanted to get together and play, and one person showed up.
Yeah, that was Elisa. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, Elisa's in Scandinavia right now.
Yeah, so
Is she?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
It's a good excuse not to be here.
There were a lot of other really, like, there were other really strange coincidences that happened when we all kind of got together. Yeah, Jared knows what I'm about to talk about. Well, before I get to that, Natalie and I had met 2 years previously at ASEN 2002. She was dressed up as Harley from Chronocross.
Yeah, that's right.
I met Steven then, too. There was a big piano, and we hung out and just kind of hit it right off the bat. When we all met up in 2004, and I ran into Jer, okay, background of me, I really didn't want to talk about. I used to write for rpgamer.com back when I was, like, in high school. Like, way, way back. I really shouldn't have been writing for it. Jer recognized my badge. It had my name on it. And my name appeared on, like, Q&A columns. I ended up maintaining the music section for RP Gamer for a couple months while their other interim guy was out of the way. And Jer actually was a MIDI musician who did his own mixes of stuff, and he was under the pseudonym Squallstrife. And I received Squallstrife submissions to RP Gamer. I ended up kind of posting on the site thinking, hey, this guy does really cool stuff. And so, like, you know, fast forward, like, several years later, all meeting up at ASEN, he's like, hey, Veronica Henry, you did RP Gamer? And I'm like, oh god, wow. Yeah? He's like, I'm Squallstrife. I'm like, no way.
Yeah, I had a run-in like that, too, at ASEN. It's just crazy, like, people you run into.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Very cool. That's really awesome.
They invited me.
I was kind of like, oh my god, I thought I left that behind me.
Yeah, I was hoping I had, but, you know, there you go. Random chance.
I saw you guys for the first time in, what was it? It was or OhioCon 2006?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
2006.
That's about right.
And actually, there's a YouTube video up there from OhioCon 2006. And it was basically, I came out of a panel, and I heard some music, and I just kind of decided to just follow the crowd, and I heard you guys playing the Zozo theme from Final Fantasy VI, and I was just like,
yes.
Whoa, this is awesome. This is really cool. So I just kind of sat around and just kind of, I don't know, it was like one of the highlights of the con to me. It's really awesome.
Oh, thank
you.
It's on play.
I know you guys don't play Final Fantasy XI. We've kind of established that. But when I was there for 06, you guys were able to play some sort of Final Fantasy XI. I don't know.
Andrew plays some XI music.
Yeah, Andrew knows Bonfire from XI, and he also knows the intro music.
Okay.
I think it was the Sandoria music.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, yeah, it was the Sandora music, which is like, oh, that's cool.
Andrew, Chris, and I play a rendition of Ron Ferry on the violins and on the piano too. So we play a little bit.
Awesome.
Final Fantasy XI.
very cool.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
I suppose we should mention the reason we have the bards on. We're actually using some other music. We're going to use it at the intro of the podcast. So I think it was the AG, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to use a clip from the AG track. I mean, Stake had told me about you guys over at OhioCon, and I remember, you know, he sent me the YouTube videos, and I'm like, I saw those guys at the autograph signing at Tower Records.
Right.
So I was there, I'm like, who are these people? And then Stake's like, hey, check these guys out. I'm like, I've seen them before. And so we were looking around the site, and some very, very well done pieces. And again, we'll have a link up on the website where everyone can check this out, but it's just, you know, very, very awesome stuff that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
I agree. Totally.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was actually watching the video of the Nabuto video. And I was like, wait, I know those guys. They were at OhioCon 06.
You know, for being as nervous... I'm sorry. For being as nervous as I was on lead vocal in that song, along with, Jamie in there. Like, seeing myself silent was just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah. Oh, I would have never been able to do that. Like, just getting, like, just going down the table, getting the CD signed, was like, oh my god. These guys are right in front of me.
I don't know how it was for the rest of the guys, but it was kind of like being in a car wreck. Like, your body's in a bit of shock while you're going through it, and then afterwards, you're looking at everyone, you're like, do we do that?
So was it really?
You get done, you're like, I should have shaken a hand or something, what did I do?
Like, it's right.
Oh,
Fusion went and got hit a CD or something.
Yeah, I got Angela Keys CD, and I got.
And I was like, I asked him, I was like, oh man, you saw Nabuto, you know? And I'm like, did you shake his hand? He's like, no. I'm like, did you give him a hug? He's like, no.
Yeah, he like completely made me regret like the whole thing after that. I'm like, damn. Like, I should have.
I'm like, what did you get out of this? Did you get a picture or something?
My brother just called him Nabuto.
Oh yeah, my brother just embarrassed me for life, and now it's on the internet. No big deal.
Shamed the family!
But when I went there, I didn't go there with the intention of having anything signed. I just went there to play.
Yeah.
And when we were standing in line, I'm thinking, oh man, I wish I brought something. So Chris, our other violin player, he starts rummaging through his bag, and he pulls out an old water-stained shard of something from FF6, and he goes, here, dude, use this. And I'm going, cool, thanks. when we were playing, I mean, I don't have as much background in the games as most of the rest of the band does, so... Everyone's sitting there going, oh my god, oh my god. I'm going, okay, pretty cool.
Awesome.
I'm just ignorant.
I was looking at the video. What, did one of you get your guitar signed?
That was me. Steven, yeah.
That was cool.
And I got them signed by Ago Aki and Ani Rock Miyamatsu at the signing. And then at the actual concert, I got a hold of a VIP ticket for the meet and greet.
Oh, very nice.
I gave it to Andrew and then got another friend to bring in my guitar to get it signed for me. So now it's just kind of like it's been infused with these glorious powers.
Cool. Were you guys at the Dear Friends concert the year before that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah. Man. Chicago gets all the good stuff, I'm telling you.
They sure do.
Now, okay, that brings another question. Are you guys all from all over the place, or are you guys generally in the same area? Or?
Depends.
Chapters.
There's a good handful of us that are in Chicago, which just kind of felt like, because I just recently moved from Ohio to Chicago. Okay. But
Ohio is for the win.
And everyone else can talk about their respective cities.
Okay.
Natalie, that's you.
Oh. Natalie is everybody else, I guess.
well, almost.
Well, I was wondering about the Missouri people, but sure. I'm from Buffalo, New York. It's a little bit of work to get over to Chicago, but it's absolutely worth it. And I look forward to doing it. I'm looking forward to ColossalCon this weekend, this upcoming weekend. And and I actually managed to start driving to places for like 6+ hours, and it's not as scary as I thought it would be. Yay!
I can imagine that being pretty fun.
Cool. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, actually.
Okay.
And I'd been going to ASEN for several years before I actually ran into the Barge, which is how I got roped in with all of them. And Elisa, our other violinist, isn't from St. Louis, but she's like from right outside the suburbs in Illinois. She's like a 20-minute drive away from me. Okay. So we're like the other mini chapter, and I usually would just bum rides with her to wherever she was going because she has this sort of, oh, almost masochistic love of driving places. I'm not really sure why. but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Very cool. Another question. Do you guys attend specific places every year, or do you switch it up and go to all kinds of different things? Or
we sort of go wherever they invite us.
Oh, really?
Certain conventions, I'm told, invite us back on a regular basis, so we go.
Okay.
Certain other conventions invite us, but for whatever reason, you know, maybe some of us can go, you know, like a small detachment, or sometimes we'll say, listen, the logistics don't work out.
Okay. I see.
And in the case of Chicago, we just kind of show up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've
never been invited to a Chicago-based convention.
Very cool. I've never been to ASEN.
Dude, you should. Next year, you'll come to ASEN. We'll host the FF11 panel and...
That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, ASIN gets us whether they want us or not.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
We also have to pay for ASIN registration, but that's a different story.
Oh, very cool. You guys haven't had any problems with, like, not being invited back? Or?
Well, there's currently a thing with OhioCon where the con chair is he is torn between either inviting us or Piano Squall, and instead of making a decision, he's posted on a couple forums with a poll asking congoers who they'd rather have. So,
really?
2-1.
Wow. Go vote for the Bards.
So, like, if we don't get invited to the con, that's fine, because cons should be getting new draws to their conventions, but at the same time, I like OhioCon. I've been going for the past like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I've been going to that con for the last. I think I missed like two, but since like 2001.
Cool.
So it's always been
OhioCon's turned into a nice little con.
It is really nice, and now that they have it in Columbus now. There's a lot more room and stuff, and it's connected to the hotel and stuff. And
it has a food court.
Yeah.
It does. It has a food court.
Yeah, it's a really nice hotel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really nice.
I really enjoy it. It's good. Just because I'm, like, it's, as someone who went to, like, ASEN for God knows how long, going to OhioCon, which is just like so much bigger, it feels a little bit more like you can actually connect more with people. Like, my memories of ASEN are just sort of like everyone being shepherded around, kind of like cattle going, like most of the time.
Yeah.
They're really
bad, huh?
The crowds at ASEN is crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if there's any more of an opportunity to like connect with like fans or people who are like sitting down or chilling and enjoying our music, like that's all the better for us, especially as musicians. So
yeah, I can sit down by over where you guys are playing and just like fall asleep and
it's good to know we're that invigorating.
Although, Ronnie, you have to
I could sit there all day, like, really.
That was pretty cool.
What, John?
I said you have to admit, the line at ASEN, the line of people waving DSs and cell phones, that was and then
in the
front row, one lighter.
One guy with a lighter.
Did that happen at ASEN? I wasn't there this year.
Yeah. I forgot the song. It was
endless rain.
Sorry, Ronnie.
No, it's cool. I was getting my BA in history. I don't care. Unemployable.
You won't be a starving artist anymore.
No, I'll be a starving historian.
Same thing.
You can write a book about popular famines.
What are your upcoming events this year? Do you know? I mean, besides, you mentioned ColossalCon is coming.
Oh, that's actually right around ColossalCon? ColossalCon's next weekend. The next convention we really have lined up after that is TsubasaCon, which is in West Virginia. And that's going to be in October.
Okay. Very cool.
And after that, we have YomaCon 2007, which I believe is the first weekend of November.
And
TsubasaCon for the third time there.
And do we have... Sorry.
There's another con called Con on the Cob, and that's also around that.
Con on the Cob. Well,
wow. Yeah.
Born on the Kebab, anyone?
Yeah.
Again with the food. You guys really...
Actually, ColossalCon is like right around the corner from me. That's like over... That's in Cleveland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, maybe I should like stop by and say hello.
Let's go, Stick.
We still have a gig at the Heartland Cafe
stay here
in August.
All by myself.
Yes, we're still doing that. There's a bar or restaurant in Chicago called the Heartland Cafe, and we've been playing there every week, just being an opening act for their open mic. But they're making us a featured act August 1st.
Very cool. We're
awesome. It's awesome. Yes.
If you're interested, you can find their link on our webpage and check out the address. Thanks.
Yeah, the bar's webpage is spoonybards.com.
Easy to remember.
If you want more information on where they're going to be and stuff like that, they have a little contact us little.
So we got a forum there you guys can check out. You can buy your own Spoony Bard t-shirt.
You can buy
And by Steve Spoon, though.
I'm wearing the t-shirt right now, actually.
You could at one time.
Yeah, on the old version of the webpage, you could order Chris McNider and Stephen Poon for like $100.
I'm nice. Glad I'm just merely an object.
Hey, we made what, $50 off you so far?
I don't remember.
Well, John could talk about that. He's been our auctioneer of Stephen to massive fangirls for several conventions now.
Yeah, to be fair, it's only been two, but yeah, that's one of my side duties.
be sure to put him back in the cave when the interview's over.
Well, I like to say, please return him in the same condition that you found him. He's a vital member of our organization. We need him for future gigs.
Yeah.
Another cool thing about the Spoony Bards website is they have a multimedia link there where you can see movies, and they have a bunch of recorded audio that you can look at and enjoy. And
yeah, look at the audio.
Yeah.
I recommend the Take Me Back a Mario medley because that's it's a pretty good little ditty.
I and the only ditty
last year it was really good. So that's really cool, and I think those are all downloadables. Yeah, they're just all MP3s. So yeah. That's pretty cool.
And then there was silence.
There was silence.
They'll edit it out in post.
All right, I wanted to just make sure I didn't have any other questions for you guys.
Hmm?
We could do the entire, inside the actor's studio thing and say, what is your favorite word? Or something like
that. What is your favorite color?
My favorite word is slap nuts.
Keep it clean, Alex, seriously.
All right.
Well, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you guys very much for joining us. We've never actually had celebrity guests before.
That's funny.
But
so you guys were rock stars.
Oh my god!
Thank you guys very much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll see you at the next convention.
I was just going to say goodbye really on, a dominant seventh or something, like we always do. Except we need two other people.
Yeah.
We can
I was
just
thinking
of me to
try
third.
It or whatever. Okay. I was going to go for the third.
Don't try it. It won't work.
Ronnie, you have the honors.
What? Well, what?
You have the honors, Ronnie.
Goodbye.
Hello and welcome to the 52nd and 1 year anniversary episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Chinchilla, and I'm so delicious.
Got a couple of special guests with us. Returning once again is Ganyman from the FF Encyclopedia website.
Hello.
Hello.
And then also joining us is Rickshaw.
Rickshaw. Hello, Rickshaw.
How's it going?
Fantastic, as always.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you guys.
Great to be here.
You guys are important members of our community.
Definitely.
We appreciate it.
So it's your first time on the show. Tell us a little bit about your character.
I started playing with the PS2 release. I have I'm a Hume, so the average of folks, you know. Got a 75 White Mage, 75 Summoner, and stuck at 68 on Thief, failing to get the invites.
I'm hearing that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Failing
yeah.
to get the invites.
Yeah, I seek, but I have not been found. So, I've been waiting around.
You're digging it up.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
It's a fun job when I get to play, though.
What server do you hail from?
Oh, I'm on Phoenix.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's how I know Ganyman, is we are members of the Avengers Link show.
Very cool. Excellent. Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So I guess we'll go over a couple of news items here.
You got it right. You really said couple, and there's two. I'm speechless.
There is two. You know,
it only took him a year to get it right.
All right.
One. Don't even say that, though, because you know he's going to get it wrong next episode.
Yeah, I just jinxed it forever.
Are
now.
You done? Okay.
Never done.
The first is the version update completion. It's cool.
Exciting, but then it wasn't.
Yes. Well, I decided that I was going to participate in the level 8 besieged, which totally wiped everybody in Otter.
I don't know what they were thinking with the level 8. We had all three of the forces going in, and the third one didn't even come because the second one just wiped us clean.
It was just terrible. It was like, there were dead bodies everywhere.
The thing I find, like, they're trying to make things easier. They're, like, getting rid of XP loss in battlefields. They're, adding this, they're lessening the difficulty for COP. And then they come around and they're like, we're going to give you level 8 besieged, and there's no way in hell you can win. Have fun.
There's no way. So, yeah, they basically came in, wiped us, took our astral condescence, and took off.
It's like, we'll make things easier, but here, have a Cerberus. Like, what?
S&M club for high levels.
The biggest thing was, you know, one level 8 is bad enough, but they had to throw in 2 and 3 right after each other, so there was no chance in hell we were going to be able to fight.
I had actually done the new missions. I was like, I think one, the second, third group maybe threw all the new missions, and right as the server came back online is when the besiege started, and after I got done, they were still doing it. And I had gotten back into Whitegate, and I went to zone. I tried a few times to get into Alzebi. It kept kicking me. And eventually I got in, and someone's like, oh, the Chimera mob is in here. I'm like, really? So I'm like starting to walk towards it, and then it's like, they have stolen the Astral Candace. I'm like, oh, crap. It's like, I really didn't care about that. I just wanted to see the mob. Because, like, apart from the storyline BC, I've never really seen it before. So that was kind of a bummer. The other thing, too, that was really disappointing about this update is the assault ranks and missions that they said they were going to come out with didn't come out.
Yeah, they delayed it.
Which is a shame, because I know, like, that's the one thing that people were looking forward to for this update.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
No way, I was looking forward to the level 8 besiege just so I didn't have to run all the way out there to play Touch the Tail on Hydra.
And then there was a couple disappointments I had. The other one was with the new, there's been a lot of stuff about Einarjar that's been released, talking about it, and one of the mobs that they've been showing, the vampire, isn't out there. It's not even, you can't even, you know, see it
yet.
You
can't get to it yet.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Okay.
And then they did something, I don't know what they did, they messed up the auto-trans for areas.
Uh-oh.
So, like, Labyrinth of Anzozo was, like, Anzozo LBTA or something.
Yeah, they, like, right after the update, I noticed, like, if you tried to do, like, Upper Juno, it wasn't there. Like, it was just gone.
Yeah. It's very weird.
They messed up something. But
and they don't sync up with the search.
Like, right.
So, like, you still have to search by the old names.
Right, yeah.
The Boyata tree is like Boyata tree. It's really weird. And they said it's an issue, but it's like, how did this issue even happen? That sounds like something they would have to like purposely change. I don't know how they would have just kind of like, oops, everything changed and not a programmer, so I'll just kind of leave it at that.
They had the rogue, pissed off programmer that just wanted to screw up everything.
Just like, you know what I'm going to do? He was on the Ottergon team. He's like, they're almost done. They're going to fire me soon.
If you know how to mess with people, though, he could have messed up the auto-translator a lot worse than that.
Yeah. So that was. I think they'll be fixing that, though. There's a lot of cool little changes, too. Limbus went from 50k to 30k. Remnants permits are only 1,500 assault points now. You can upgrade your Mog Locker up to 80 items now. I mean,
It's like 10 gold.
I think that's my favorite thing from the update.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You know what else is cool that they did? They changed the outpost warp requirement.
Yes.
It's cool for this.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But I don't know why the Quiffin disappointed me a little bit. Like people are keep going there, you know, earlier on, and now it's like the OP is 15. At 15. That's like it's kind of scary.
There's no reason why it needs to be that low.
I mean, maybe 18, 19, but any lower than that is just going to encourage stupidity.
Well, and they're cheaper, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, it's nice that they're cheaper, but it's like they changed it because people were complaining. I never really had that much of an issue with it.
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
I never did either.
It's like some things, and
not with Quiffam anyway.
Yeah, and the
the biggest thing I had an issue with is with the one in Zolkheim in the dunes.
Yeah.
That was really the only one I had issues with. Anything else was whatever.
And that's 10.
I'd have been happy if the dunes were 15.
When I was
going
to go solo behemoth at level 20, that's where I wanted to outpost to.
So, like, now you can, like, you know, you're leveling in Saruta Baruta. You know, you ding to level 10. You're like, okay, yes.
Just OP right out there, yeah.
And then you just OP right out to the dunes.
It's a lot easier.
It's the best walking or taking the boat. Oh, good lord.
The best thing in this update for me, bar none, was the NPCs in Bastok, Sandoria, and Winders.
Yes.
Preach on.
I love the people that come up and they're like, where's the NPC to do this? And I'm like, well, it's the Lure of the Wildcat ones. And they're like, huh? And like, hey, how do you do this new quest? I'm like, that quest was in way before the update even came out.
No, I was so mad because they had said something about possibly needing all of these cards that you get from these guys to do something in Ottergon. And, you know, I went when these quests came out, and I did all of the quests, all four cities.
And you get there, and it's like, here's your coin. Like, what?
Like, what's this? I was so mad.
But you know what? When that came out, it was like that coin was so vital because you could go and you could update. That was enough
upgrade
to get
Puppet
your Puppet Master.
Yeah,
going.
No one knew how to
like,
get the coin.
In retrospect, it's like, holy crap, that was just a silver coin. That sucks. Because that quest was so annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want? It's Pup, man.
That expansion, though.
I know I was annoyed because it took me hours. I actually took a piece of paper, wrote down every single NPC I had to visit.
And the worst?
And it took me hours. And I even then, when nobody knew how to get the coins, I'm like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
Screw this!
And the worst part is you're doing the quest, like you're crossing off the locations of the people, like all the ones are, you know, you got everything crossed off, and then it's like, I've obviously missed something. So you have to go back and check all the NPCs again. You're like, ah.
That's what happened to me, I just stopped
doing
it.
I talked to every NPC twice, just to make sure.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the one in Bastok that goes like up and down the stairs. It's like...
God. They were all equally as annoying. Yes.
The ones that moved around were worse.
It just took forever. And it was one silver coin. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
It's good that they're done now. Because I have that leg up on it.
Definitely.
I don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to go back and do it now. And definitely.
So
in a way, no, because
I have a question. I don't know if you already answered it or not, but do you need to have that quest done to get transferred to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you complete the Lore of the Wildcat quest in whichever nation, you have to do it for each nation.
Yeah.
So they have one.
At least that has a purpose now.
Yeah. Before it's like you get there, it's like I have a coin. You're like, wow.
Another cool thing that they added was the chocobo chicks at
the gals.
The old room,
it kind of surprised me when they talked about this because with all the stuff they're doing for chocobos, I thought they would have been pushing, you know, raising your chocobo a little more and using the chocobo whistle and everything.
Maybe.
But, you know, sometimes people don't have it in their inventory, they'll, you know, put it in storage or something. So this was a nice little bonus for people.
Speaking of these Choco gals, I got asked the Syllable 75 new question of the week.
Oh, no.
Somebody asked me, oh, cool, they added the Choco gals to the Yote and Altep gate crystals. You think they added one to the Zarkabard one?
Hmm.
I'm like, since when have you been able to ride Chocobos in the Northlands?
Yikes.
Like, oh.
Dude, I do it all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm actually glad that they added one at the Oldum platform thing.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of a pain. Because, you know, to go to Alzabi from there, sneak and invis. Right. And,
I still haven't gotten my
ring yet. If I had done that Lore of the Wild Cat quest, I would probably seriously consider setting my home point in Windurstow.
Mm-hmm.
That first day, I set my home point in Bastok. Right next to the guy that can do the teleport. So yeah. I'm straight.
What's the price now? 300 gil.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, not bad.
That's awesome.
I was annoyed that the Windurst one wasn't near the outpost teleport NPC now.
Yeah, they're really spread out. They're in really odd places. Yeah. Where is the one in Windurst?
He's by the in Windurst Woods by the fountain with the tree in the middle.
Okay.
Okay, so they're he's in the middle of town.
Fairly
close.
Close
to the mentor guy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Not too bad. Then with the update, we had a couple of changes for Merit's combat skills. You can do up to 20 now. Magic skills 16, which is pretty cool. So people that have multiple jobs leveled can still skill up, you know, other types of magic and combat, which is really nice. They added the Merit abilities.
Yeah, has anybody messed with those at all?
Did you get
any of those? Jim?
Huh? I haven't.
Okay.
I got the Blue Mage Diffusion Merit ability.
Oh, very nice.
What'd you think?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
The reuse timer on it is kind of long.
Yeah.
It's 20
what
minutes to start.
Oh, 20 minutes.
I feel for you.
It gives you an AoE buff. But if it were any lower, like if it were 5 minutes, you'd be like a bard in a party at that point.
Yeah.
Because you'd just be given melee buff, and you can buff black mages and stuff. And it's really handy, but it's situational.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing about this, which is kind of funny, because I've been ranting and I've been getting hate emails for my hatred of this COP difficulty thing. And after the update, I got a couple tells from a couple different people. I got a couple PMs in the forums. People still can't beat Paramis even after the it was made easier, which just goes to show you that, like, if you still have to be organized and everything for it, which made me kind of happy. After putting all that work
in. You know what kills me about that is I could care less whether some dude trying to do his missions, you know what I mean, gets a little easier. But why make the difficulty of other things? Like, I went into... Well, I'll wait till we get to that part. But, like, some of the things that they do now...
Hey!
Oodia!
Gonna get Galcus.
Some of the Oodia!
Is, like, the difficulty level is just, you know, so much different. Like, a level 8 besieged. Come on.
Somebody actually...
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, let me go just hang out by Hydra because I can't engage anything because... 20 minutes later, it's over anyway.
Yeah.
And I still haven't even pulled out my weapons. Or I hit a macro, and I still haven't cured myself.
Right.
Like, what is that?
Fix that. Is anyone else hearing an echo, or am I just going crazy?
I hear a little one, crazy. But nothing crazy.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Alright. So, you know, a couple things here. Honor Jar, of course, is a big thing with the update. I know I've tried it. It was very interesting. I think it was Sigrun's Chamber, and there were three types of mobs. There were like the Janun types, there was bats, and then there was like a Merid in the middle. And if you pull one type of mob, all the other mobs of that type will aggro. They'll all link up. So we were doing okay. We had like, I think it was like six of these Janun type mobs on us. We were sleeping on them. We were doing okay. And then someone had thrown out a sleep gut, and it hit one of the bats. So we got wiped after that. But I was able to do a Leroy Jenkins into the center of the chamber and grab a screenshot of the guy for the wiki. So that was
nice.
So that wasn't too bad. I had to. I went to the link shelter afterwards. I'm like, "Hey guys, you should check out the wiki. I got one of the paladins like running around like in the background. Like it was. I was hoping like some bats would be there like chasing it. I would have made the image, but no. It was pretty fun though. It was really really easy to get new chief. I know I haven't heard much on drops yet. I've heard I think Phantasmal hands have dropped from for a few people, but
let's have to abjurations haven't dropped.
Yeah,
like sky abjurations.
Which do you, I haven't looked at that yet. I haven't.
Which ones have dropped?
I can't remember. There's two screenshots. There's one linked in the wiki somewhere.
Yeah, I'm checking.
Yeah, we were getting screenshots last week about those.
Yeah, but people were getting the new abjurations have dropped. And old sky abjurations have dropped.
Let's see. Dryadic abjuration feet, earthen legs have dropped from Grimgird's chamber. Let me see if that's Grim. No, that's so earthen and dryadic so far, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, but I mean, if those, why not others, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things we won't know until people do more of them. Just like the Wing 2 chambers. We just have to wait and see what kind of stuff shows up.
Yep.
Very cool stuff. All right, so
indeed.
That's the update, pretty much. It's, you know, it's a couple of good things here and there.
A couple of weird things.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
I had to sum up the June update.
It wasn't the greatest update, you know,
we've had better, but there was a few cool little things in there. It's like after like the March update, that thing was really good.
So and what do they say in like one more update, like official?
For what?
For like the end of Ottergon.
Well, I think they said that
it was like 80% or
70-80% done now, and then there's this update which added a few missions to it.
We forgot the second most important thing in the update.
What?
What?
They idiot-proofed some of those ranged attack.
Yes.
Oh,
items.
Yeah. Long gone are the days of Mr. Coffee missing bomb core.
Throwing the bomb core.
Throwing your bomb core.
That's actually
missing.
A little fun fact here. The bulgy eyes I always do in the comics, a long time ago in my old Endgame link show on our forums, Mr. Coffee, he had thrown a bomb core at a crab in like the dunes and he missed. And someone had made this picture of him throwing it and he had these big bulgy eyes and they just kind of stuck with me. It's just, oh man, that's the first thing.
That was the origin of the bulgy
as soon as he logged in, I'm like, dude, you can't throw my bomb core, you can't throw bomb cores anymore. He's like, oh. And then we got on to the subject of changing pictures. Like the items.
Yeah.
The bomb core looks like it's like a donut hole with lava coming out of it now.
Yeah. And before then it looked
the Moldavite earring looks
the moldy earring they changed the
Emperor's stuff, man.
Really,
I would love
an anniversary.
I would love
some of them look better, some of them don't.
Yeah, some of them
has slightly different pictures on
the moldy,
them. As well.
The moldy it looks, you know, pretty much the same. They just kinda like polish it a little bit, but just
no, it doesn't. It looks
it's very similar. It's like the gem in it is a little more circular now, and it's like gold instead of silver.
You could find the most ugly piece in the game, but if it has magic attack bonus on it, I'm going to wear it.
Oh well, yeah.
Hey, here's a question. Like, I was thinking totally selfish along these lines, like the new abjurations. Like, I know Corsair isn't on either of them. Is Puppet Master on any of the abjurations now? Like in the game?
No.
I don't think it is.
Dude, that blows. That's like, hey, you know, it took me 6 years to level this job, you know, because no one wants to invite me, and I've soloed something like 45 levels total, and I still can't do this. What's going on?
I have faith in the pup because it reminds me a lot of Summoner when it started with, like, just the elemental avatars. Mm,
yeah.
You know, I have faith that someday
one of these days,
puppet power is going to come out.
That's
what I'm saying is going to happen. Like, I'm having fun joking about it now, but they're going to give it something, like, totally ridiculous.
You'll be able to, like,
nothing else.
You'll get,
do.
Like, an Alexander puppet
actually,
or something.
Oshi and I have actually talked about dueling our pups, maybe having me more as a mage frame and him more as a melee frame.
Get me in on that.
The only problem for me would be inventory space.
Yeah. What do you, for like the attachments and stuff? Or,
I have some serious
problems. Once you add those to the automaton, they're not in your inventory. They're like in the automaton.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on, I mean, I might want to mess with the melee frame, or I might want to mess with the mage frame. I really don't know yet. I already have.
Go upgrade your mog locker.
I already have.
To 80?
Yes.
Make a mule?
I have 5 mules.
Buy a second tomb and load it up with crap and make it follow you around everywhere you go.
Just get a Galka with a backpack.
Follow for the win. Galka with a backpack.
Wait, you need those, like, the goblin backpack. You need, like, the goblin backpack.
I made a new mule last week called You've Been Raffled.
Oh, jeez. We need to talk about this thing we did to Cop. We'll talk about that in-game stuff. A little bit on topic.
All right. Next thing that was on the news was the
warning.
You had something else on the update?
The warning. Well, no. Okay. There's the warning regarding websites and Trojan horse programs. For people who are dumb enough to, like, go to these URLs that they're getting sent and tells about, like, how to make a gil, they're getting their, you know, gil, stolen items, lost, deleted characters, and all this stuff. Serves them right. But if, you know, you're just one of those people that just doesn't know any better, you know, Square Enix has put out a little message.
Who's
Echo,
that person?
This Echo, like, is really
we
annoying.
We all have
who
no... Yo, there's no Echo.
Yes, there is.
There's a
and
small
it's on
one.
Your
I
end.
Hear it.
Who's echoing?
Oh, now I hear it.
Weird.
Echo!
Oh, there's an Echo.
There's a serious Echo.
There is?
Then I heard myself just echo.
Weird.
I heard you echo right there. Okay.
We need to figure out who this is. Is anybody not using a headset?
I'm on a headset.
I'm on a headset.
I got a headset. Steak bought me my headset.
So let's just blame Steak.
Yeah, it's Steak's fault.
No, this headset wins.
It's a headset plus one, so of course I'm
obviously a go.
Interesting.
This portion of Pet Food Alpha has been brought to you by the Echo.
Yeah. We should figure it out. This is really, like, annoying. I guess we'll
cry about it.
We can just, we can go down the line and mute him and see if, it's someone's, maybe someone's headset's turned up too much or something, maybe. I guess we'll just go to, I'll mute my headset and somebody say something.
Okay, you
hello.
Mute.
Something. Hello. Echo, I hear it.
Okay,
See, I don't hear it. I heard it that one
right,
time.
I'll mute mine.
Yeah, Steak's in. Hello? Hello?
Echo!
Hello?
I hear it.
Okay.
Hello?
Alright, Steak, you're fine. Chinch, mute yours. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh,
hello?
Hello? Okay.
Still there.
Gany, go ahead and mute yours. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Gany.
No. Oh, fail. Fail.
Yes!
It's not me, guys.
Dude.
try and end the call and see if that, and then re-invite him and see if that,
Gany with the riverfront property on denial.
Nice. All right, well, I'll just kick in re-invite you real quick and see if that does anything.
See how it is.
Yeah, well, you know.
I blame the fact that Fusion X has a 75 tribute.
You know what?
Oh, you didn't say that coming into this.
Hey,
no,
I made up for it. I have
we'd
samurai.
Never have a guest if we told people that. Come on.
All right. Hello?
Echo?
Echo?
Echo!
No? Oh, nice. Okay.
Echo!
We're good.
All right. Yay. All right, we're going to pick up where we left
we'll
off.
Just, yeah, no need to redo anything, whatever. We've had worse mistakes happen before.
Oh, yes, we have.
So, yeah, warning, viruses, don't be stupid. Don't try to cheat. That's pretty much all I can
because
say.
I think that's
you.
This is actually SA going above and beyond because people are trying to cheat, but they're still going out of their way to warn people anyway. Mm-hmm. Hey,
and they say, like, if we find out, oh, I'm hearing the echo again. What is this sorcery?
Who says sorcery?
I think I just said it. Whatever. Okay.
It's gone again.
I think Ganny's just going to mute his mic. And... All right. It's really quiet.
I'm going to go cry now.
Aww.
Well, don't go too far because so you're going to be right. Because
we were talking about that right earlier. Oh, well. This will have to work, I guess. Makeshift mute or makeshift push to talk button, I guess. All right. So other than that, that'll move us into website news
in-game
for PFA.
Oh. Oh, website news, my bad.
All right, so this week, June 5th was the official 1 year anniversary for the podcast, which is like, that's crazy!
Yay! Yeah, birthday!
Congratulations!
Thank you. I feel like I need to be like checking for gray hairs or something else.
A year ago on the 5th, Fusion and I got on here and we were man, like,
we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
You're like, hello.
We'll throw this in. Yeah, we have the favorite moments clip that we've been getting feedback for a while. We'll play that at the end of the show for everybody. There's lots of laughing in it too, so that should be interesting.
Obviously.
Yes.
Also,
it was a ruffling good time.
Wait, what else do we do? That's true.
What do you mean?
Talk about food and make me hungry at 1 in the morning when we record.
Burger sandwiches,
bologna sandwiches.
Burger sandwich.
I don't think we mentioned it, but I see it's on the agenda. Never mind, I'll wait.
Okay.
Sorry.
And, so besides the 1 year anniversary, well, this is obviously the 1 year anniversary episode, so I was browsing, there's a couple gaming blogs online to look at, and one of them had this article about one of their readers that had stumbled across a leader style guide and a Final Fantasy XI fashion guide, which is really kind of bizarre. I put a link up
Whoa,
to it.
Fashion
I kind of want to get it. I had found a few pages online, like once again Google, and it's just like it's a bunch of like illustrations. It's really kind of bizarre. I might have to try and see if I get my hands on one of those.
Well, I had one of my emo friends who was always one of those guys. I'm not going to wear anything unless it has red in it. I'm like, okay.
I'll be honest. I'm a little bit of an in-game fashion geek. Like, I need to look good. I can't help it.
Hey, I'm wearing the Taru pajamas right now.
Nice.
I think it's pretty hot.
Those are so cute.
What pajamas?
The RSE.
It's the red pajamas.
RSV looks like pajamas.
Yeah, it's the Wonder Jammies. Caftan.
Danny's got a sleepover to go to tonight.
Is it the Wonder Caftan?
Hey, guys. Let's go roast marshmallows.
Oh, my God.
Off of third
marshmallows.
This is like the third time.
We'll just
time
throw them at him,
about...
and he'll spit them back.
Yeah, everywhere I go tonight, people are talking about marshmallows, and I just want s'mores or the dad.
Okay.
Also this week, it's been a long, long time in the making. The Pet Food Alpha game is now available to download.
Okay, now before you start talking too much
game.
About that, I have a question.
Oh no.
Did making that game make you hungry?
Yeah,
burger
and then
sandwich,
it also made me afraid of
sandwich.
Hamburgers for a little bit.
So how do we play the game? Where do we get it?
The game is really simple.
Go to our
just
website.
Just go to the website, go to the media page, and it's just right on top there. Pet Food Alpha game and download it. It's like a side scroller shooter.
It's like an uber small EXE.
Very simple
like
to
it's
play.
It's cute.
It runs just long enough to steal your username and password, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I should have thought about that. That's
obviously.
I'll have to make a sequel now.
We don't ask for donations. We take
POL them. Warned me about you people.
It's awesome.
After the update. It's like
is this like Windows only?
Yeah, it's Windows only.
Well, not necessarily. If you can run EXE,
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I had done this through for a project for school, so
you could probably do it with a Mac if you had the right software.
Couldn't tell. Yeah, maybe if you have like boot camp or something. But pretty simple game. A couple things people have been talking about. It's full screen. If you hit F4, it'll put it into a windowed mode. I forgot to put that in, but I was really kind of rushing it to get it out. Once I actually finished the game, I had to put the "Please don't sue me" Square Enix thing into it. Release it. So
I'm gonna go check it out. Very cool.
Or Sammy J.
Yes,
right now.
Sammy J.
Where's the link to download it? I see the announcement.
It's right on our.
It's on the
it's
media
right
page.
Media.
On the top of the page is like a media tab.
Gotcha.
And then you just
look
click
at
on
all these MF burger sandwiches on this MF game.
Ouch.
It was funny.
Burger
the very.
Sandwich.
when I downloaded it, I went ahead. The very first thing I did was I beat the Fusion X level.
It's an easy
level. I had
level.
The hardest time with the Chinchilla level.
That's why it's the
hardest.
And
hard
then
level. I finally beat the Chinchilla level, went back to the Fusion X level. I'm like, oh my god, this level's so slow and boring.
Well, it's a Dragoon level.
Level's sweet because it's got the
Well, that's how Dragoon
the Dragoon
level
is
slow
cool
and boring.
Because the spears you throw, you can make, like, burger sandwich kebabs.
You can.
Who doesn't
but it takes so long to throw another spear.
Oh, they're not.
Have you seen the recast for Angon?
Oh, God.
So that's the game. You can check it out. Really cool stuff. And then at the end of our episode last week, we had the Flight of the Dragoon song playing. We put up the YouTube video for that, so you can check it out.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's funny.
Excellent.
So that's all we have for PFA news. So I guess that'll take us into in-game.
In-game.
So I guess as always, we'll start with our guests. So you guys can fight over who wants to go first, I guess.
Those hands fly.
This game is brilliant.
I thought so.
It's addictive. Watch out.
It's made of whim.
I had an earlier form of this, really, and instead of like burger sandwiches, there were Pikachus. Very interesting.
Nice.
They made sounds when you killed them too. It got kind of annoying after a while.
I love the Samuel L. Jackson hat.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
What is that about?
I don't know. It's
random,
Pulp Fiction.
Funny.
Remember with like the big Kahuna Burger.
You should have ended the chin level with a chinchism. I really think that.
Win.
That'll be maybe if I feel,
Chin saying, "How do you like them apples?"
Maybe I'll make up a sequel.
Do it. And
did I just see
there.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Well, I'm going into game dev too for next semester. It's like level editing for Unreal. Maybe I'll make like a Bastok level for Unreal or something.
Oh nice!
Throw in some Moogles with guns. Who knows? We'll see what
That'd
I come
be
up
awesome.
With. That would be cool.
Moogles with guns shooting. I'll shoot you in the shoulder, Koopo.
If I had a webcam right now, you'd see like a giant
Eli,
light bulb over my
change
head.
Change jobs, bang bang, Koopo.
Change this.
Change this. Crazy mother Koopo.
Hey, I got something in your delivery box for you.
Check your own mailbox.
Yeah. This is what you get for not checking up on your plants.
Koopo.
Anyway.
Stop pretending to sender, Koopo.
Oh,
you said that to yourself.
Someone needs to make a move mod for like Doom or something. That would be great. All right, so I guess, yeah, whoever wants to go first. All
right, so...
Rickshaw or Ganny, I don't know.
Who wants to go first?
Paper, rock, scissors, ready? Go.
I'll go.
All right.
Okay, do it.
So, what have I been up to in-game?
Yes.
I've been leveling Warrior lately. I dropped that whole Corsair idea.
So,
picked up Warrior, and I'm having fun with that. And I'm trying to rank up an Assault, which is not as easy as it should be.
Yeah.
Now, what level is your Warrior?
40.
Okay. Nice.
I got my Artifact weapon today. I'm all excited. Ooh. I'm wearing my red PJs. It's
very
pretty
nice.
Fun.
Very cool.
Tried that Iron Harder thing last night and got our butts kicked pretty hard.
Yeah, good times.
And we've been we started up a Dynamis Link shell. I don't know, it's been a little while now, but we go in with like 18 people, 20 people, like if we're lucky, mm-hmm. and we just kick ass and get all kinds of artifact drops.
Very
and
nice,
that's a lot of fun.
Cool.
So that's about it with me.
Cool. How about you, Rick?
Well, off and on, I've been moat carping, man. I'm at almost
nice.
Five. Yeah, right. I'm at almost 5,000
nice.
Now. So,
wow.
Yeah, I got the left and right down. I spend a lot of time dying with Ganny and our Dynamis Link shell. It's Yellow Snow.
Yeah. We got tired of doing the cities.
I like the title.
Yeah. I get everybody killed a lot. It's
tight.
Yellow snow for the win.
Yeah, our motto is when the cities piss you off, it's yellow snow, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good time. Like you said, we got a few people, and so we go in and just Zerg the best we can, and we've been doing pretty well. Like, we have a good group of people, so it's fun. But any treasure stuff that comes up, I get dragged in usually with Ganny or one of the other Avengers. But I've been trying to level Thief too, and that's I got a party Monday. That was exciting, and yeah, that was it.
Exciting and nice. Yeah.
I've been waiting. Nice. I'm hopeful.
See, I haven't had any problems at all getting a party because I'm a paladin. So
that's like the most contradictory statement I've ever heard.
Is it really? I have never had a problem.
Until
I've never had a problem. I mean,
not Pox, those Colibri, like, paladins win.
I hate Colibri.
Well,
they hate you
eat
too,
it.
So it
eat
works
it.
Out
they
well.
Do. Paladins usually start having problems getting parties like around 70 plus, so you still got some.
Really? I think all the jobs, that's when it really starts kicking in. It's like,
except warrior.
Because everyone's doing mana.
Warrior, like, yeah. Red Mage, mm-hmm. Bard.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to, if that's the case, I'm not looking forward to not having a party. I'm just saying that I haven't thus far had a problem getting a party at all.
I don't know, I'd rather take a paladin.
Before I leveled that, I was leveled. You'd rather
take a paladin ninja over a ninja warrior any day. Because at least when the shadows go down, you can take a couple hits.
Right.
But, what?
When the shadow goes down.
That statement fails. I can't even talk to you guys anymore. I'm leaving. Yeah, my husband's a ninja too, but, you know.
Sweet. So is there anything else you've been doing?
Or not?
No, it's, I mean, seeking and fishing. Yeah,
nice. I guess I'll go next. Nice. I've been leveling my thief a little bit too. It's been one of those things like I should do. I've just been putting it off. I got it up to 20 this week, and then I got it down to 19. It was like level 15. No, it was 16, and me and my friends, I should give the credit to Mr. Coffee. He came up with this ingenious method of bard PLing. You make macros to, like, invite the bard into the party or whatever. He'll buff you up. And bard, like, attack and accuracy songs at low levels are amazing. They'll, like, double or triple, like, your attack. So you can just plow through this stuff. So he was buffing me, and then he'd, like, cure to me. And it worked well because that would get hate from the mobs. And then I'd sneak attack them for, like, half of their damage, half of their health. So I got up quick. And then, after the update, I was able to just OP right out to quiff him. So I was looking for a party for a little bit. Usually I hate to do this, but I'm sitting there, I get an invite from a guy named Artard. And I think, okay, that's funny, right? He kind of lived up to his name, unfortunately. We're sitting there, we had like one healer, and then we're sitting there with a full party. I'm looking through, I'm like, who's tanking? He's like, Samurai can tank. He's a Galka. I'm just like,
God.
So we go over to like where the worms are, coming right out of the tunnel there, and there's already a party there. So he's like, well, let's go out, into the field over here and kill them. Like, it's nighttime right now. We're going to get aggro. He's like, no, we'll be fine. So we go out there and we get aggro. And then I de-leveled. It was kind of like, you guys have fun. I'll be over here. So that was really the end of my thief leveling adventures. And then, as I said earlier, did some Einherjar, Jar, which was a pretty interesting. We did a Dynamis Bastok run just last night, and we had like 9 AF drop. It was we had Dark Knight and Samurai and 100 piece drop in like the first 20 minutes. It was just it was incredible.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Really good. I think the only mobs we didn't kill were the ones that spawned right by the boss, by the gate there. Everything else was like dead. It was just really, really cool.
Yeah.
Then other than that, I talked about Shikikoyo last week. That's so fun. That's really all I've been doing in game. I got the new missions done, which is a pain in the butt. I was really pumped. I love getting storyline missions done. And so we run in there with, into the new BC that opened up, and we didn't know what to expect because no one, the wiki wasn't updated yet because no one had done it yet. We were like the second group to fight it. There was a couple parties there. And, you know, every couple minutes, one of them would come out dead, which is always kind of... I love hearing, like, a party come out of somewhere and just dying.
Never.
And so we're sitting there talking.
A pile of bodies.
And in this BC, like, the guy you fight, he, like, clones himself. So, like, you'll be fighting, you know, it's like, okay, not too bad, everything's going fine. And then suddenly there's, like, seven of them. And you're like, whoa. So we're sitting there.
Whoa, wait.
Like,
oh,
everybody would come out. They'd re-raise. They're like, how do you kill the clones? So you kite them. If anyone's wondering, kite them, and you're fine. But other than that, I mean, oh, with the update, there's two new, I talked about this a long time ago, a really cool quest is the background of the Serpent Generals. They added two more of these in this update. Some really, really cool stuff. It talks about, you know, where these characters come from and why they're, you know, generals now. It's like, if you got some time to kill, you actually need to farm some items up for this one, though. So get a couple people, just, you know, kill some spiders and tigers. It's if you like, you know, storyline and cutscenes, these are definitely very cool things to check out. Yeah, that's my week.
Very cool.
Week in a nutshell.
Week in a nutshell.
Oh, right.
Hello,
next?
Governor.
Who's next? Who's next?
I'll go next.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right.
Fight!
Rock, paper, scissors.
From the bowels of Echo comes fight.
Oh, good lord.
Alright, go.
I think Snake should go next. Yeah, Snake. Right, fine,
well, that's how we'll decide.
We, like, cancel each other out. Owned.
I've been busy this week. I actually joined a social link show, a social / help link show, nice. Whatever you want to refer to it as, called Knights of Omuerta. And, they're pretty cool guys. One of the guys was going to help me do a jelly ring last night. I had no idea where I was going there. I had no idea where to go, and he knew what to do and stuff, but it never popped, so we were just like, yeah.
Aw.
So we'll do it again. We'll do it again some other time. But that's a cool piece of equipment. I bought myself a Bernie, however you want.
Gotcha. The orange hobby, yeah.
Yeah, it's the orange hobby with the +20 attack.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
The plus, yeah.
It's what paladins like to get when they like to think that they can do damage.
Yeah, it's true.
Paladin damage.
Yeah, I also got rid of my gluttony sword and picked up the
sword that you get stuff with. It's got the spiky little parts on
it.
Yeah, it's very cool. I like it. I was very sad to get rid of my gluttony sword because I've had it ever since.
Forever.
For a long time. But I also got 2 levels for my paladin this past week. So I'm
very
68.
Nice.
You're getting there.
We're
just like
close.
It's like I'm not leveling, then you're like, I'm doing Beastmaster, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, I'm almost 70. Like,
well, you know what it was? It's like, I got Sky.
It's because you got Sky, yeah.
It's because I got Sky.
I'm
going to
get out of there now.
You can't wear any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I want to, like, actually go out and do stuff in Sky.
True.
Let's see, what else did I do? I did the level 8 Besieged. No. Right after the
and died many, many times.
Got spanked. Yeah. Like, it was so bad that, like, I died, and I couldn't even get a raise because everybody else was dead. So it was
That's just awesome.
But, yeah, they took our Astrocandescent.
Aww. I think they took everybody's astral candescence that day.
Yeah.
I can just imagine, like, seeing, like, besieged, a bunch of dead bodies, and, like, this one white mage just, like, running around, like, doing flips and stuff, like, Matrix style, like, avoiding enemies.
No, it goes, like tunnel vision, like, all you can do is, like, a heartbeat, like,
it's like, oh, dead body.
I can see another scene where all the mobs from all of the servers are gathered together with all their astrocandescences from each of the servers. Oh, like, we have the power!
No, they just say, all your base are belong to us.
Yes. And that's
right. All your base.
Good call.
Your base.
all your base are belong to us. Okay, I also did some Autogon mission stuff.
Yeah, cool. Which
I got up to Autogon mission 12. So, and that's not really that far.
Is that the one, the Black Coffin? Or is, I think Black Coffin's
13. The Royal Puppeteer, I think it's called.
Okay.
And I have to go and actually, like, farm something. And so, but,
Jodi Acid?
Yeah.
Is that the one where you have to farm the Jodi Acid?
13, yeah. No, 13 is Lost Kingdom, I think. With the NM and the Mire.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've been it's doing been that. Cool storyline, by the way.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, it is.
It's all mysterious.
It's better, dude. You need this.
It's good for a laugh, too, in parts.
There's some, yeah, they got a lot of humor in this.
That's
I
cool.
still want to gut like Naja it. Like a pig.
Yeah, I don't like
whoa, Naja. Whoa, hey, oh.
She's so mean. She's so mean to me.
Vicious.
She warms up yes. to you, though.
Yeah, and okay.
Then, and then she does something that I won't tell you about, but it's like, hey, I thought we were on good terms.
I have been kind of partying and doing stuff with Caitlin.
Oh, okay.
From Kujata, because she's one of the only people that I know.
Hi, Caitlin.
You know, there's only like three people on Kujata, so.
Yeah. We should
nice people.
On the show one of these days. Ooh, anyways, yeah, we have raffling adventures with us. I've been trying to skill up my staff because I want Spirit Taker for no other reason than I want Spirit Taker.
That's a nice.
So her and I, yeah, her and I were skilling up in the desert in Altep, and we were also leveling our NPCs, or I should say our adventuring fellows.
Hello.
I had checked out the wiki this week to kind of see, you know, because I didn't really know what all to do with that NPC and what you could do. But now my NPC is like a scythe-wielding Taru-Taru of death. And so, and
how
she's
cute.
Like level,
it's awesome.
She's like
but
level
keep in
four,
mind, you know, scythes on Taru's look like bent toothpicks, so it's not that scary.
Yes, dude. But yeah, that's actually pretty fun, leveling NPC. Right. I don't know what you would ever use it for, but they can get to like level... Well,
no way, dude. I had a friend of mine kite. He claimed Behemoth Solo and kited it with his like fully leveled NPC.
Wow.
For like 15 minutes, and he got it down to like 75% until he showed up.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, so like the healer ones I know. I very like cool. The lead sauce.
The lead sauce.
It's like I could never,
that's pretty fun.
I could never bring myself to level mine. It's just like I got
like
it,
if you're just like I got mine up to or something.
I got mine up to like level 45, and I always use it for skill ups.
There you go. Yeah,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's handy.
It is. It's handy for skilling. That's what I use it for. And as at right now, it's like I bring her out, and she can't really stay out for very long.
Mm-hmm.
She's only out for like a couple of mobs or whatever. Actually, I had her today, and she got killed by a scorpion. But anyways.
Was it Mike? Was it Mike?
It wasn't Mike.
Oh, you were in the desert. It was Mike's cousin.
It was a cousin. It was a cousin of Mike.
A distant relative.
But yeah, so it's pretty fun. That's pretty much all I've been doing.
True.
We got some attack plus gear for my paladin for skilling up with my staff.
Damage.
All paladin damage dealer. So, yeah, that's nice. Pretty much it.
Now, Chin and Squeak can fight about who's going next.
Squeak can go.
To Knights of Omerta.
Okay,
oh, that ruins all the fun.
Yeah. Hey, it's a birthday episode. We're not supposed to be too mean to each other. Just slightly evil.
Slightly evil.
We'll, like, shove cake in each other's face later.
Wait, have you ever seen Master and Commander where he makes that corny joke about the weevils?
No.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, okay. The weevils. Yes, he's just like pick the lesser of the two weevils.
And then they all laugh like a bunch of tools. They're like, ha ha ha, ha,
yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
That was the first time that they ever heard that.
We wouldn't know anything about that. We have no tools on this podcast.
I thought that movie was
interesting.
Yeah. Fusion X. Right. Tool.
I'm so confused.
He's a tool for advertising the tool. Who's a tool for SE. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I'm not an SE tool.
No, you're the tool for advertising the SE tool. So, yeah. That makes you like a weird tool.
My head hurts.
Anyway. Alright, I got 770.
You moved up pretty quick. What are you, like a summoner bard or something?
No. I got summoners to 43. It's one of those jobs that I end up sitting around a lot, leveling summoning magic.
Yeah.
Party invites are kind of slow, but I'm probably going to end up soloing a lot of stuff while looking for party, which I don't mind too much. Mm-hmm. I just don't like soloing all that much.
Right. It gets fun in the 50s.
Yeah. That's what people keep telling me, so I'm probably going to end up sticking with it. One of those days when I was out there, had my flag up for summoner, was looking for party, skilling up summoning magic, and somebody's like, hey, do you need a Bastok 8-1? I'm like, yeah, I'll change right now. So I ran into Juno and changed and got invited, and we did 8-1.
Nice.
And 8-2, so I got my rank 9 this week.
Very cool.
Bastok is one of those places that the storyline doesn't really start taking off until after you finish with the Shadow Lord and also the ranks 5-1 and 5-2. Mm-hmm. You know, the Shadow Lord stuff. It doesn't really take off until then, because then they start getting into some of the storyline as far as the Galka stuff, and it gets interesting there. So. Something really interesting happens right after you finish mission 8-2 that I thought was pretty cool. So, they were talking about finishing up tonight, but I couldn't go because I went out with my husband tonight. So, I don't know if they did or not, but 9-1 and 9-2, and then I'll be ranked 10. So,
nice.
I'm excited about that.
One of these days, I gotta get ranked 10. Everyone I know has been doing like rank ups lately. Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, for if nothing else, with the storyline.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's the whole decision if I want to change nations or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you don't have to wait till rank 10 to do it, but I kind of want that flag.
You'd rather finish it.
Yeah, and then you know, whenever I decide to go back, because I think I'm actually gonna end up going back to Bastok no matter what I do.
Yeah.
Whenever I'd eventually go back, you know, I won't have to go back and do everything, you know, anything all over again or whatever.
Yeah, I think if I ever finish Bastok, I'm gonna go to Windy next because I hate Sandoria.
Yeah, I don't really like Windy all that much, but there's something in their items that I really really want for my Black Mage, mm-hmm. so. There's a possibility I'd probably, if anything, I go to Windy, and I have my Taru's in Sandy, so I'm doing their storyline there. I'm ranked 5 Sandy, and it's
on my Taru's. What did you want for the item?
Master Caster's Bracelets.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Those are nice. I really want a set. But, people started coming back to the Link Show this week, and we did pop items on Monday, and then today we were in Sky for most of it. Killed 2 Bakios, 2 Gambus, and then 1 each of Seiru and Suzaku.
Nice.
This is actually my first experience in killing the lesser gods, so I went white mage so I can kind of see the battles and how they went,
yeah.
Which is kind of hard to tell because my Link Shield did things we killed all these guys in like a period of like 2.5 hours, so I mean, it was pretty efficient, you know. It wasn't one of those things where we're always switching people in and out and everything because we had it down. I ended up getting the abjuration for the Zenith Crown.
Oh, nice.
And kind of a little funny story. The abjuration for the Crimson Feet dropped, and nobody lauded for it. And so it ended up in my inventory. So I'm like, so I went ahead and I got the Cursed Greaves just because.
This has happened to me. We had
we
had 2 of them drop, and no one wanted them.
I'm going to purify it just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Just to have it. I got my first abjuration this week.
Nice.
So it kind of sucked because we did 2 Bakios and drop a Hayadate, either one. We did 2 Gambus, and we were really looking for the abjuration for the Zenith Hands because, I mean, we got a lot of people who need
Black
it, and including mm-hmm. myself, and neither one of those dropped, so we were kind of pissed. I also got a Bakio's axe, so.
Nice.
Very, very nice axe for my warrior. Great axe for my warrior. And, let's see. Tomorrow we're planning on doing Kieran runs. We got like 5 pop sets for Kieran. So I don't know if we're gonna use
an all day thing right there.
But they already know that I think there's only 2 people, myself and one other person, that needs a nobles out of the link shell, so you know, if we do 2 or 3 and we get a couple shining claws, maybe I'll have a nobles.
Nice.
And also helped out Ed with today. I escorted him to Juno. He's already level 20, so
awesome.
I showed him around. I showed him where the NPC was to buy maps in Lower Juno, and then I took him down to the quest guy in Upper Juno to start the Chocobo quest and gave him the wild grass he needed to do it. So
nice.
So now he won't have to walk to Juno again, hopefully, because he'll have his Chocobo to do it for him.
Nice.
So
very nice.
He's just dreading going back.
Thanks for helping it.
He's just dreading, he was talking to me, he's just dreading going back to the dunes again because his sub is level 10. So he's like, he doesn't want an under-leveled sub, so he doesn't want to go back to the dunes and level it, though. So, you know, I'm like, well, look at it this way. If you get it to 20, then you don't have to worry about leveling it again to level 40. He's like, yeah, that's true. So
that's always nice.
Once again, shout out to Edwith.
Yeah, shout out to
PFA love child.
PFA love child.
He is our friend. What's up, Ed?
Yeah, it was kind of funny because...
that's on 20.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was sitting there escorting him, and, you know, he was always telling me when his sneak and invis was wearing off. And when I was sitting here running through Rollinberry Fields while everybody was gathering to do Uli, and I sent a message out to my link shell. I'm like, man, I forgot how much walking to Juno sucks. So then I got lulled for that, but, yeah.
I got lulled.
My link show would understand that.
I appreciate that, Squig. I can't do it.
It's a lot of fun. Ed's a good guy. Yes, he's one of the new players that, you know, that really wants to learn about the game and is open to just about anything. So it's really nice to see people like that, because you get those people who are noobs that think they know everything about the game and, you know, don't try to ask for any help or whatever.
Right.
But Ed's real sweet about it, so I really don't mind helping him.
True.
I guess that's Shinch.
One more thing. If you are on the Bahamut server, I'm gonna get killed for this. If you're on the Bahamut server and you haven't have any extra coffee beans, make sure you send them to Mr. Coffee.
Oh God, he's gonna kill us now. You know this. We had pulled a prank the other day. He had been. He's like, I should send you like a pet food alpha biscuit or something just to mock you. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. So, like, I bought 2 stacks of coffee beans and split them up into 3 each, and I, you know, so it filled his delivery box. And I was telling Squig, and I told that.
He made the mistake of telling me
that. I told Squig, and I told Calhillian, too. And then, you know, Squig, it was funny. Squig sent him, you know, sent all the coffee beans, and then she logged on to her, like, 4 mules and did the same thing.
The last mule, I had to do it this way. The last mule that sent coffee beans to Mr. Coffee was named You've Been Raffled.
I had just talked to him about that the other night. And he's like, yeah, when he sent me all those coffee beans, I'm like, oh, this is kind of annoying. And then I got all the ones from Squig, I'm like, this is a little more annoying. And then like I got them from like 4 more people, I'm like, this is extremely annoying.
I scrolled into the conversation to see
please,
that.
Nobody that send me pet food alpha biscuits, please. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do
I'll
it.
I'll pay you.
You're a beastmaster.
I'm having space
troubles.
You can
as
use
it
them,
is.
Though, dude. I mean, that's the best part about it.
I don't use pet food.
What's he
going to
use coffee beans for?
No, pet
you can make imperial coffee
alpha.
Out of it.
Everybody loves coffee.
Still. Come on.
Send okay. coffee beans.
Shame.
Oh, I hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
Of course he's going to listen to this episode.
It's too bad you can't make Sylvina milk into, like, cream. What? Can you send him the coffee beans? Or imperial coffee? And then you send him, like Sylvina cream?
Cream
and,
or
like, some sugar,
sir.
Yep.
How about a little coffee with your sugar?
Would you like another refill and some more waffles?
Or send him a piece of heart chocolate, and he can make a mocha.
Wow. Anyway.
Anyway, moving right along. Shin, what else?
I didn't even start.
She didn't even start.
Oh,
Earth to Steak, now Hello. Calling Steak.
Go for it, Jin. Jin has the floor.
Well, right after the update came out, I did like a pickup iron her jar, which was my first mistake. I'll admit I would go to something new with a pickup, but I knew a few other people that were going, so I was like, whatever.
It's not as bad as it could have been then.
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything else. So.
I do it with a pickup because my link show's like, okay, whatever.
You can't do that with a pickup. You got to do that with people you've done other stuff with.
Just experience it with at least once. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a possibility as soon as people find out, you know, what it drops, what really drops in this thing, that people will want to do it. But like most of the people in my link show are like, eh.
Yeah.
I think that's how most people everywhere are.
I really want to do one.
What I'm praying is that once the Wing 3 comes out and Odin's Chamber comes out, or you know, if it's not already in the game somewhere, I want my Valkyrie Sword because that thing
is
amazing.
It's really nice. I have to give it to you. It's really nice.
God, I would pun a Taru to get one of those. And I'm talking like if Tarus were real and I saw one in front of me, I would kick him if somebody would give me a Valkyrie Sword.
You'd pun a Taru anyway. What are you talking about?
I could call my brother and just be like, hey, bend over and let me punch you for
Nabuto.
Yeah.
Hey,
Nabuto. Nabuto, we need you for something.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Would you assist us?
Oh, God.
We really need your help.
But yeah, this is...
Man. Okay, so...
All right, Jin, go ahead.
So we get down there. And, like, I knew it was going to be bad, but I thought maybe, you know, I'd be able to kill a few mobs, see what's going on, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
Standing there waiting, and all three of the first three are taken. So we're waiting, and we're waiting. And there's, like, this handful of people that are like, hey, did you break the lamp yet? Hey, did you use the lamp yet? Hey, did you break the lamp yet? We can't go in yet, right, because we don't have lamps? Hey, what about these lamps? Do we need these lamps? Ready to kill someone.
Yeah.
Like, that is so annoying. Like, no, we're gonna go in, and we're just gonna leave you behind. Like, come on, and even if they do, then you probably don't want to go in there with them anyway.
Right.
Right? Come on. So, we go in, and, like, the people that had come out had told us that they were in the skeleton one, so we knew that was the only one open, and we didn't want to do that one. And so, because we had no bards. So, naturally, that's the one we go into.
Right.
Obviously.
Of course.
Yeah. So, someone pulls... There's, like, all these skeletons and dark elementals. And so, someone just pulls one skeleton. And, naturally, the 25 skeletons come.
Oh, God.
So, it was just a mess. I ended up forced DCing just so I didn't, you know, lose any more EXP.
You don't lose EXP in Iron Jar.
Oh, you do, because I definitely de-leveled in there.
What?
Yep.
I re-raised and I didn't notice any change in my EXP.
I'm telling you, I de-leveled in there. Mm. On my Corsair. Because how often do I get to go out on Corsair?
Maybe I just did. Maybe it was weird. I didn't think there was a... Huh.
I didn't think there was a loss either.
Well, it's an in-game activity, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
I mean, you still lose XP and Dynamis.
That's
except your charm.
I mean, they could have said you don't.
Maybe they saw that you forced DC'd, and then that's when you lost.
No, I had lost it beforehand, because I had D-leveled.
So many things that, like, I might have just got something.
Well, they might have said it, and they just might not have done it, too. You know what I mean? They could have just maybe that one zone.
Yeah. Ganny or Rixxo, did you guys lose XP and...
I'm just trying to think of that too. I can't remember.
I think with the way things are going and how they just keep making you not lose XP for events, they're going to start giving you XP every time you die.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, that's what we can only pray.
You'll get more XP when you die, so you'll just die better then. I don't know.
That would be funny if somebody died and then they ding their next level.
When elvins die, if you have a certain amount of death experience points, you don't die in that like really stupid like spread eagle kind of way. Like you'll actually look cooler when you die.
They really do need that option for paladins and ninjas, though. Anybody who's a tank job.
Yeah, there you go. It's like you did your job really well.
Die with dignity. There you go.
I know our link show leader is a paladin, and he and every dynamis that he runs, he usually dies at least 6 or 7 times.
Man, oh man.
So he needs that option.
That's crazy. I'm not looking forward to that.
All right. Besides that, I've been leveling my ninja. It's level 72 now.
Wow. Nice.
So I got into this party, right, the other day. And usually you know within minutes whether you're staying in a party or not, right? Like, you know whether you're just going to tell them off and say peace, or whether you're going to give them an excuse, or if you're just going to, you know, permanently AFK for a while. And so, yeah, I know that's not very etiquette.
Everybody's done it, though.
But, so, I get in this party and the white mage is like, you know, I said Silena, and I always take like 12 echo drops with me if I'm going to fight imps, because they should be Silenaing me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes there's so much stuff to do for a mage
they
that they might
up,
not get
yeah.
to it, and I'd rather have it in case of an emergency anyway. Common sense, right?
Right.
So I go through my first stack saying Silena every time I used one, but not getting like pissy at the guy by any means, like, because I know what it's like to be the red mage in that situation, or, mm-hmm. you know, but he was a white mage, whatever. So he's like, why do you need Silena? He's like, you're a warrior ninja. I'm like, no, I'm not. And he's like, oh, but still, why do you need Silena? I'm like, because it's, you know, the ninjutsu's magic. I'm trying to explain it to him. Still, nice. And I usually don't have a very large temper. It's usually very short. And, like, then he's like, called me a liar. I'm like, what? I'm like, yes, I'm lying. I'm sorry.
What?
So then a mob came in, and I'm just like, I'm not provoking this. Like, I've been silenced for like a minute and a half now. And so he got hit a few times, and he silenced me, so I voked it off. But thank you.
Nice.
So then he sends me a tell. At least he, like, figured his crap out, because he's like, hey, I'm sorry I called you a liar. I asked a ninja friend of mine who's level 75. I'm like, ooh. Thanks.
How do you get that high as a white mage and not know this?
Who knows? We've all had the point where you don't know something like that, where it's common sense to a lot of people, but you don't know.
Well, I guess.
You know, we've all had stuff like that, but at the same time, like, why would I lie about that? I'm trying to keep you alive, dog. You
it's
know,
like, I like the animation that Silena does on me.
Yeah,
so if you could
it just
like,
amuses me.
If you could just entertain me with your MP, I'd appreciate it.
You know, I guess it's probably more of an issue now because there's not places like Labyrinth of Onzozo that people level at much anymore,
mm-hmm.
where people are constantly needing those, like, Silena and, like,
yeah, but from
68
to 75, you're doing, like, imps.
So you know what? That's the mystery
yeah.
right there with the...
That's worse. That's more.
With the teleports to, like, Lattergon from the nations, they're trying to get everybody back into, like, the main continent, and, like, now they took the astral candescence, like, right off the bat. They're trying to get people to XP in the older areas now. It's all this, like, big, huge, like, SE plot.
Dude, something with
the conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. With what Signet can do now and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I honestly wouldn't mind an XP party in the old areas.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another story from my EXPing adventures for the week. So I get into this party, right? And I'm, like, 66 or 67. So you probably could do imps with, like, a bard and a corsair, but you probably shouldn't, kind of a thing. Like, you, mm-hmm. you can still get EXP elsewhere, fine, even in the new zones. So we go to do imps because this dude's crying about how the crawlers are only giving us, like, $1.40 per crawler, even though they're dying in, like, a second.
Right.
And so he's like, we have to go do imps or I'm leaving, so, like, whatever, we don't want to lose the bard. And so we go there, and we're fighting over imps, and we were getting 9k an hour just, you know,
right.
doing the crawlers over and over and over again. We get to the mire, we get like 3k an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh. And then, like, we kill an imp, and he's like, you have 500 experience. I'm like, yeah, for the past 20 minutes. Genius. Like, who does that? And then he just forced DC and never came back.
There's some people that I just can't stand. I'm not going to say names, but there's this one bard who I was in an XP party with, And I'm like, you know, AFK, just, you know, WC, you know, a minute or two or whatever. And so I come back, and he, like, kicked me from the party because I was leeching.
Nice.
I'm like,
it was only, like, a minute, though?
I was only on a few minutes. And he's like, oh, you were leeching. I'm like, oh, okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What a spaz.
Crazy people out there.
Seriously.
That sucks.
Besides that, that's pretty much it. I broke the latent on my katana, which isn't that exciting because the weapon skill's not that great. It's just fun to look at.
It's like impulse drive. It's just like,
as well have it kind of a
it's
thing.
It's just like, yeah, you can do some darkness or something, but other than that, it's like GIMP pulse drive. That's what us derbs call it.
Okay, I've got two more things and then I'm done. So I gotta give like a shout out to my friend who plays in my link shell that's now currently not really existing, but it is. And his name is Blood, and he hooked me up with a ton of his ninja gear because he's not playing so much anymore.
That's cool.
He gave me like Fumas and a Serif mantle and a bunch of enmity rings and earrings and all sorts of good stuff. So he's my buddy. He deserves a shout out.
I'm leeching Fumas from people too. My one friend, he had been having some money troubles stuff with like the apartment or whatever he was living at. So he'd given his account info to one of my friends. And so in the link shell one night, someone's like, anybody want to do some KS-30s? And so my friend on both accounts, he's like, yeah, let's go. So he, I guess he like owed him some money or something. So he took 30 of his seals and got like a D cloth and some Fumas. And so I was talking to him the next day, I'm like, yeah, we did a KS-30 for you. We got a cloth and some Fumas. And I guess, taking it, he took the cloth because you owed him something. He's like, what am I going to do with Fumas? My min's like 50. I'm like, I'll use them. He's like, whatever, just take them. So, that was
nice.
Pretty nice. I got getting a decent AP skill going, but yeah, it was pretty funny. He was like, wait, you used my seals? I'm like, well, I didn't, but yeah. But you got something decent. So, like, we had done, like, 7 runs, and I think, like, 3 or 4 of them, like, actually cleared the rest. We, like, wiped out horribly, which kind of sucked. But, yeah.
I forgot my last thing.
Nice.
Hold on. It was about
the stuff, right?
The thing that you
no.
This week.
The things with the stuff and the things.
You're just confusing me.
You have a shout out to Blood.
True.
And something.
Sigh, I can't remember.
Shame.
Yeah, I really have no clue.
Nice. We'll be like talking about something. Should be like,
think of it.
No, the minute we're done, I'll be like, oh, hey.
Yeah, that's.
I remember.
Nice.
Cobuncle.
All right. So like last time when we hit Ganyon, we talked a little bit about the wiki and everything. Since then, I don't think much has changed since we had you on last time. I think the new servers have just gone
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the new servers, I think we had them moved over the wiki on the last call, but they've been performing great, you know, no lag or anything, so that's good.
I've noticed that it's really nice, nice and smooth.
What was I going to say? I'm getting the t-shirts tomorrow morning. I could have picked them up today, but it would have been hard for me to grab them today, but I'm going to get them tomorrow morning, so I'll be shipping them out this week.
Great. So that's for the people that donated, right?
Yep, and there's mouse pads too, so that stuff should all be going out this week. I don't know how long it's going to take to get to people, but coming very soon.
You know what I'd like to see with that? Is people send us pictures from really random places, clean, of course, with wearing our wiki shirts, yeah.
We'll take dirty pictures, too.
someone needs to take a picture of them painting in the wiki shirt.
Yeah,
that's
just,
an
like,
excellent
cool
idea.
Just, that's like, you know,
unreal,
in front of
yeah.
monuments and
Where
stuff.
Where did you
like,
guys come from?
That's funny.
But, yeah, we'll take pictures like that. Just email them to me, ganyman@ffcyclopedia.org. I'll take them all. Don't get too kinky, though. I'm married.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Wim.
I don't know. One thing I wanted to touch on, Tuesday, the morning of the update, I was in the chat room at Encyclopedia, and it was really cool how, like, everyone, like, suddenly came in and they divvied up, like, who was going to update what page, and it was really cool to see everybody come in and just tackle this update.
Because it wasn't boring. It was something to do.
Yeah.
Everybody's in there going, hey, I want like a good project. And I'm like, well, there's a whole bunch of cleanup work to do. I don't want to do cleanup work. I want to do something new and cool.
Yeah.
And then they got a chance. So everybody was like all into it.
Yeah.
And we were parsing the DAT files on our own and everything. So
yeah,
we got all the info out, you know, maybe not seconds after, but it was like definitely
pretty
within
close,
like an hour or two after we had it all out there.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was accurate.
Yeah. None of this Puppet Master Relic
stuff. Yeah, I saw there was some Puppet Master Relic somewhere, which was totally bogus, but we didn't have any of that on our site, I don't think.
It was really cool to see everyone jump in. I mean, I took charge and did some changes on the COP stuff. I put up the Valkyrie's Fork page because it's best pull on cover.
I went and did the outpost teleport prices right away. I was all excited about it.
It's really cool to see everybody just jump in and get all this new stuff updated. So big shout out to you guys. We're up there right as the update came out. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Is anything coming up with the wiki that you want
to
mention?
I'm working on some new style stuff to make pages a little easier to use for people, make better use of the template system.
Oh, right. I remember seeing that, yeah.
Yeah, we've got like some new mob pages and NPC pages we're working on that should spice things up a little bit. People are calling them...
trading cards.
The trading cards, that's right. That's what it was. So they look cool, though, so we'll see. And maybe we'll try to make a new style for the whole site, right? Keep things in the same place. It kind of needs it, so.
I love the fact that, you know, when I started after the update, like probably within a couple hours of the update, you know, she did a couple of the cutscenes for the Outer Gone missions up to the BC, and there was still quite a bit of information as to what we need to do and where we need to go within like 2 or 3 hours of the update, so that helped out a lot.
Yeah, the community is awesome. Like they're so fast on that stuff and so excited to just get in there and like you guys were saying, just like pound out the code, get the pages updated right away. It makes it like a lot of fun to watch.
I know Infusion was saying that when he was doing his BC fight, he kept refreshing his wiki page every couple minutes to see if anything came up.
I had put on there. Fight. I had put in a few things. Very cool to see how fast that stuff updates. I can't wait to see what people get from the Miner Jar stuff.
I had like a raw dump of the new items, mm-hmm. New weapons and stuff, and you know I had that out there pretty quick, so you could at least go check out the stats and stuff. And then somebody else I looked like a couple hours later, the page looked completely different. It had like town. Had all the info, but they went to town and like you know put it in tables and stuff. And, made a little easier to read.
Cool. Really cool. Really cool. Right, so I guess that's takes us in the treasure coffer for this week.
Treasure coffer! Okay, well, last week's treasure coffer, the question was, what was the first release date for Final Fantasy XI? And the answer is... May 16th, 2002. That's when it was released for the PS2 in Japan, and later on they came out with the PC version in Japan. So the answer is May 16th, 2002. And the winner of last week's Treasure Coffer, winning for the second time, is Isosi. So congratulations, dude.
True.
This week's question is going to be a little harder.
Yeah, this is a hard question this week.
It's a little harder, so if you don't know the answer, refer to our friends over at Encyclopedia. The answer is out there, but I hope you just like automatically know it.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. All right. Here's the question. The the Hydra server was the beta server for the Xbox 360 beta that they did. The question is, what was the beta server name for the American PS2 and PC beta? What was the American PC and PS2 beta server called? Good luck. If you want to answer it, go onto the forums and send a personal message to Treasure Coffer with your character name, your server name, and your
address. I know the answer.
Well, you can answer. Yes.
You can ask me for the answer. Come ask me. I'll tell you.
Is the answer Jesus, Coach?
Dude, obviously.
That would be kind of cool, like, to do, best like, some sort of, like, Final Fantasy information, like, scavenger hunt.
Oh, jeez.
Or maybe not. Okay, anyway, so, good luck with your answers. We'll see who wins this one.
Alright, that'll take us right into our emails.
The emails!
Alright. How many emails do we have
like,
this week?
Anyway? Like 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
Well, do we have 3 or do we have 4?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
We have 4.
Okay. First email. If I can pull it up here.
Good job, State.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a really long email. Okay. This one comes from Tatiana from the Pandemonium server. It says, I just want to connect with you all to say how great your show is. You guys are doing a wonderful job keeping me entertained and informing me of things within the game. I do have a sad announcement. I am quitting Final Fantasy XI.
Aww.
Don't go to WoW.
No. She says, I do not have the heart to delete my character just yet. I work too hard to do that, and quitting does have something to do with the comments made on earlier shows about decreasing the difficulty level of missions and quests in the game. See what you're doing, Fusion?
Made up for this, alright? When the update hit, I went through and updated all the items that they changed for all the COP stuff, so I made up for it a little bit. Leave me alone.
Don't let the ruffled dirt influence your decision to quit.
It's only a dragoon. I mean, come on. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, boy. She says, I just cannot commit to play a video game for 8 to 9 hours at a time. I began playing because my husband plays. We have 2 small children, neither old enough to be in school yet, and he doesn't understand why both mommy and daddy can't sit and do a ZM or a COP mission for several hours at a time. She says, I have always been angry at him for sitting for hours at a time doing these missions without me while I take care of the kids, etc. Wow, this sounds so familiar.
Just need a couple of big drawers.
Yeah, that's what you do. She says, so I do believe the decrease in difficulty of a few things is a good thing. Not all of us are high school or college kids with whole weekend to just goof off and play around. Some of us little league moms actually enjoy online role-playing games too. So, with that said, I have become a traitor, if you know what I mean.
She went to WoW!
No.
She didn't say that anywhere.
No way!
She did. She says, so with that said, I've become a traitor.
Traitor, if you know what I mean.
She said, in parentheses, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take that what you want. She says, I will still listen to your show. I would miss you all too much. Keep dancing, Chin. P.S. Did I mention my favorite, Chin?
Aww.
I'm sorry, did I mention you are my favorite, Chin?
Aww.
I can't read today. Now, where did I put my burger sandwich?
Chinchilla continues to get the fan mail, and Fusion X continues to get the hate mail.
Yeah, well, obviously. I built up an immunity to it, just like LFP on Dragoon.
She says, hey, get back to that immunity. Sandwich, little kid.
Yo, what's my sandwich?
Word, dude.
Unreal sandwich.
Alright, nice. Next email comes from Elian from Leviathan.
Hey, Elian, what's going on, man?
Elian!
Wow!
Nice.
I got nothing. All right, so he says, "Hi, PFA crew and their guest, wanting to wish you all a happy birthday." And Fusion X, whose birthday is on the 12th, that's true. So, thank you.
Happy birthday!
He says also, Fuse. Thank you. He says, "My friend is starting FF11 and is getting in through a buddy pass. Got the Vanadio Collection 2007 LOL steak." The thing is, if he does, he won't have Rise of the Xylart, and when you get 25, you have to go to the jungles. So what should they do if there's no Rise of the Xylart in America, because it came with the core game? He'll have to get COP Low Fusion and Argon PD games. What should he do about his Rise of the Xylart problem? If you buy Final Fantasy, he'll have Rise of the Xylart. It's not a separate expansion.
Collection 2007 has.
You can't buy Final Fantasy XI just by itself.
Not in the U.S.
No.
Might be able to do it in Japan, but you can't do it in the U.S.
That'd be kind of cool to just buy the original game and just play it to see what. Maybe not. Okay. Yeah, the Vanadio Collection has all of them in there.
It's all one disc, but it has. Yeah,
I'm not understanding what the problem is with not having Rise of the Xylart or COP.
Now, in order to activate the expansions, you have to put in the codes for them separately. Yeah. That might be what he's talking about.
But, I mean, if he's got the disc, if he bought, he shouldn't really have any problem with it.
Yeah, you should have them all if you have the Vanadio Collection.
You might want to go back and make sure all of your expansions are registered. That's the only thing I can
suggest. You have to go to like the main Final Fantasy XI screen. Like before you hit play, you go down and you hit like, you know, the content IDs, and then you have to do like the register the expansion content or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And you have to register all of them and put your numbers in and stuff like that.
And you have to do that for every single expansion.
You do.
You have to do it for the game itself, Final Fantasy XI.
Right.
And then you have to do it for COP, Rise of Xylart, and Aragon.
Isn't that right, Sammy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It sure is.
Sammy!
Yay!
Hey!
A win-win.
What's going on?
Win. What's going on?
Wow, I'm so excited to hear from you.
I'm excited to be here. It's been quite a while.
For a while.
Huh?
Said you've been MIA for quite a while.
Yeah, I have. Sorry to come in so late, but I had a
That's fine.
Job to do. So, you know, people needed waiting on and food and stuff like that.
I hate those people.
I know.
Right? I've been a server before. I've been there, done that.
Got a t-shirt?
Got a t-shirt. Huh? I do.
You got a t-shirt?
Yeah, dude.
When?
Yeah. I just never gave it back when I quit.
Nice.
All right.
she did the same thing. I feel bad.
Thanks for joining us, Sammy. We're very happy.
She didn't have a choice. I called
How
her.
Are you, by the way? You doing all right?
I'm doing okay, yeah.
Everybody's been asking about you.
Sorry. Yeah, I've just been busy with work. And I kind of liquidated a lot of Sammy Grace's assets and stopped playing Final Fantasy for a while. Just kind of out of the blue. So,
sometimes you gotta do that, you know?
I kind of came back, kind of, sort of. I'm kind of leveling another character. So we'll see how that goes, but just not putting as much time into it as I used to. So, but you know. Hi, happy 50th.
52nd.
Yeah, exactly.
You said 52nd.
Exactly.
I heard it.
50.
No, but you know, like, it's been a while, and
it has.
Yeah.
Have you been listening to the podcast?
You know what? To be completely honest, not every week.
Honest.
Yeah, okay. No, I just haven't had time. But
whatchamacallit. I can't believe that it's been that long already. 1 year. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just continue with the next
email. Yeah.
Yeah,
all
sorry.
All right. That's fine. This one comes from Kenneth from the Fenrir server. He says, congratulations, PFA, episode 52. Can't imagine the amount of dedication and teamwork it takes for you guys and gals to come together every week and put the show together. Just want to thank you all so much for making the podcast what it's become. About the June update, I have one thing that's been bugging me. Square Enix changed a few of the zone names and abbreviated most of the zones in the Auto Translator.
Whoops.
Whoopsie!
Yep.
This is just a small inconvenience until everyone relearns the zone names. Any ideas why they did this? I'm going to go ahead and say it was a mistake. Or something.
That rogue programmer.
I'm telling you, it's the rogue programmer that's getting fired after they're done with Ottergown.
Exactly.
He says, quick shout out to all the members of Vanadil Unlimited Link Show.
Learn how to read. I look again forward with to the reading.
What?
Vanadil United.
What did I say?
Unlimited.
I think he did. He just lagged out when he said it.
No, he totally was crystal clear.
Did I? Okay. Vanadil United, not unlimited. I'm a retard. Vanadil United.
What?
Yes. It's true.
finish the email. Finish the email.
Okay.
Go.
He says, I look forward to hearing episode 104 next year. Take care. Thanks, Kenneth from the Fender. So.
First of all, just to clear up any misunderstandings, Fusion gets out his pole arm and threatens all of us to get on at exactly the exact same time
every week.
So, yeah, it's not just mere coincidences that we're here. We're all fearing for our lives.
That's not true.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not true.
And got all of you in the face.
Gun press to the back of my head right now isn't very comfortable. So let's move on. So
that's Chin. She's the Corsair, so.
Sorry.
And Vanadil,
we had to get you on. I mean, we couldn't take any chances.
Well, this Agnon spear is about to pierce through the skin, so yeah, let's keep going.
Doesn't do that. All right, next email.
Next email comes from Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey.
We were just talking about you. Hello, everyone.
Good things.
I just wanted to congratulate you on 1 year of fantastic podcast. Can you believe it's already been that long? I've been listening since episode 2. And I can hardly believe it myself. I also wanted to thank Steak for putting up with my brief bit of fangirlishness during our first meeting. Now we've become great friends, and I have a bunch of really fun adventures. I can't read. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Not an excuse. It's always 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Oh, and
same
congratulations.
As every other week.
Congratulations on the parade, Gorgon. Yeah, I got a parade gorgon today.
Yeah, she had sent this to us, like, right as we started to record.
Yeah, like, right before we recorded, we were up over there. Like,
how's the NM for that? Because I'm going to have to do it
really
first.
He's really easy. He's a dark knight.
Enough said.
Goblin, and he misses a lot.
Once he pops, you trade him a knife, and he'll just cut himself in.
He has this weird, like, spoon bash technique.
He just sits there and kind of cries.
He takes this spoon and he whacks you with it. Like, not a spoon, I guess. It's more like a ladle kind of thing. He just, like, kind of whacks you with it. It's kind of
funny. Do you, like, think you're, like, soup or something?
I was like, what? Did he just whack me with a spoon?
Yes.
But it's true. Caitlin,
there's
and
the goblins
kinda
that run around, Dynamis that hits you with a fry pan ability. I
want a level blue mage.
Oh,
just
yeah.
To
oh,
that.
Yeah. I've gotten hit with it a couple times.
Fry pan.
Nice, dude. Fry pan for the win.
Yeah. It's like, if you're going to kill me with fry pan, can I at least get the bacon and eggs that were in the fry pan in the first place?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Caitlin and I do have some pretty cool adventures. Near-death experiences and stuff like that.
De-leveling experience.
On Kujana. Yeah, it's good stuff. So that's all of our emails. Nice.
Oh, shoot. Did we have any MySpace? I forgot to look.
Uh-oh. Oh, smooth.
Let's go look right now.
I'll race you. I'll race you.
I have it. I have a bookmark.
I can type fast.
Oh, wait a minute.
Gentlemen, start your keyboards.
Inbox. Oh, I got here first.
Oh, God.
Looks like we got two this week. Our first one is from Dark Odin. He says, hello, PFA. Dark Odin here again. No, this is not a hate mail for Fusion.
Yes!
Nice!
I hate Fusion!
This time I just wanted to say congratulations to you guys for your 1 year bringing us the biscuit on everything at FXI. Thanks for all the lols, lameos, and raffles. Thanks for making us forget we are working or studying and transport us on a deal everywhere we go. I hope we keep hearing you guys for as long as FF11 stays on. See you around, guys. Cheers.
Okay.
P.S. Wait, I hate Fusion.
If I may, can you guys answer me one question? What's the most noobish moment you guys have ever had? That's probably when I started the game and I didn't know how to heal.
Let's go to our guests.
Oh. So many.
Wait, this is a personal, like, the biggest noobish thing you've ever done?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I thought he meant.
That's key, because those are always good for a laugh.
Yeah, I know I had trouble. When I first started, I didn't know about the auto sort. And so, like, I would fill up with items, and I'd have, like, 12 crystals just, you know, one after the other. And, like, just be like, how does anyone get anything, you know?
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Dude, I did that, too. I had no clue, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
How about you, Ganny?
I don't know. I have noob moments all the time.
I do too, dude.
So yeah, it's hard to single one out. I like to train mobs a lot, and I think that's my big noob thing. I'll wipe my Dynamis Link Shell at least once a night. So
the whole Link Shell, just wipe them all out.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, nothing makes you feel like great as like clearing Dynamis Juno and then having someone come in late and you're just by the box now chilling, all of a sudden you see like this horde of mobs coming running at you.
I thought of another great noob moment. And I actually sucked two people in with me to this moment. It involved, I don't know how many of you are from Sandoria, but there's when you're doing your missions, there you have to get an orcish axe. And I at the time I was a higher level at level 10, you know. And this is like right after the PS2 release, so I had an orcish
knowledge.
Right, exactly. I knew exactly what was going on. So I had this orcish axe, and it's rare X, of course, which means you can't trade it. Not knowing this, I came across two other fellow adventurers who needed the axe, and so our clever idea for me to transfer this axe to them was for me to drop it so that they could pick it up off the ground. That was our crowning achievement.
That's
which
awesome.
Of course, ended in total failure, but I almost forgot
amazing.
About that moment.
Yes.
That's so good.
So awesome. That's nice. Great.
That's a good then, one.
So, Dark Odin says, I just saw this P.S. on my last letter. I meant that Chin was the funniest person I ever heard, not Squig.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Squig, but
wow.
I'm still a fan of Squig.
Shot to the heart.
That hurts.
That does.
I had a flash wrist.
I had a new moment today.
Angst.
It was actually
me. Hey, later!
Simba down now.
Oh, I missed you guys.
We missed you too, Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Moving right along.
All right. I had a noob moment today.
Absolutely.
and it was actually more of a brain fart. I just joined this new Link show, as I mentioned earlier, and I got on this morning, or like late this morning, and there was one other guy on, and I was saying, hey, what's going on? And he was leveling his samurai and stuff, and like, I was asking him if samurai was his only job. I was like, is samurai your first job? He's like, Stig. Of course it's not my first job.
You have to get to there.
You have to unlock it first. Nice. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, let's just keep that between you and me, since it's just me and you on the Link show. No time.
You log in the next day, it's like in the LS message.
I was still like half asleep. And so...
Nice.
That's pretty funny. That's your most recent new moment.
Yeah, that was today. That's my most recent. I've had way worse in the past.
We all have.
Raffling.
Seriously.
Raffling all over Vanadil. We should put a list. We should like start a forum thread and take a poll of
everybody's worst. WTFing all over the place.
What?
WTFing all over the place.
Oh, that was a good one. They're not even raffling. They're not even lolling. They're just WTFing. Fusion, that was a good one last week. All right. Anyways, we should keep going. Let's keep moving.
Right along.
Just keep swimming.
Well, see, for me, I'd have to say my probably like biggest noob moment. Well, definitely one was leveling warrior to 20 with a great sword, and no one even telling me that that's a dumbass.
And you know what? Back then,
Back then, we could get away with it. No, it wasn't back then. It was like 9 months ago. What are you talking about? Back then.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you know what? Like, that's okay. That
hey, you know, like, 9 months ago like... is still back then. I never said how far back. You know.
I mean, let's it's the see. Same thing. You can sub just about anything in the dunes, and nobody cares.
Oh, you people care. Job. They're just not in a party with you, so they don't say anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, oh, you're a dark sub puppet master. I'm not gonna XP with you. Have fun.
I have to tell this since I kind of come back and I'm starting a low level character. I talked to Chinchilla into coming onto the server and starting just to play around a little bit.
Oh no.
And we talked about it the other day that we're gonna try to get like our level 2s to the dunes and look for party, and that we betted that we could probably get a party at a level 2.
I will get on my white mage and heal you to the dunes.
She's a white mage.
If you send the invite, you'll get the party as a level 2. No one wants to leave the party.
I had a party in the dunes once. Like we. There was like a 7-level gap. There was like a level 12 white mage and a 19 red mage. And this is when I like first started on my thief. I'm like, it's better than like the party with like the dark pup, so I'll take it. Whatever, I need XP.
It's so
god awful.
Yeah,
it's terrible,
we were running around in Sasuke Super the other day. Jim was yelling at random people.
How am I not aware of this? You guys are all like, walking around.
You weren't on. That's when I was trying to get her a pearl to PFA. But yeah, it was kind of fun.
Wasn't
we were
on.
Just no. You had like gone AFK for a while.
Oh. Dude, I was definitely WTFing all over the place.
Yes, she was.
I must say, that was probably when I went to get 6 o'clock.
Over, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. She's a little Taru.
Laughing, ha ha ha.
It was really funny because when you started, you know, like, I'm thinking back to when I started and I didn't know how to play. And, like, you know, you don't know what you're doing and you don't realize, like, how little experience you get off of these bees right outside of them.
Yeah.
The engine. I'm thinking about starting a new character and starting all over and starting the
the Chocobo quest again and starting the, you know, getting all the crystals again and all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of, I don't know. I actually sounds appealing to me again, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, if you need help getting to the dunes at level 2 for some lols, I'll totally help. Can't die, though, because I don't have rays.
I won't die.
We can make like a new mementary or something.
Because, yeah, you know, that never happens when you're that level. You don't die. It just doesn't happen.
If you guys record it, I'll make it into a video.
All right.
Here we are in the Valkrum Dunes. Hunting the ever-elusive noob.
Noob.
Ah, there's one now. Okay, we have one more.
They sacrificed themselves to the goblin.
Look at
him. Did anybody
him,
else have
he?
A noob moment they wanted to add to the
of noobness? Let me add my noob moments. I've had a lot of noob moments in the game. I can't think of one, like, in particular as far as, like, my most noob moment, but a lot of them have to do with my horrible sense of direction and the fact that I get lost a lot. If I don't have a map to someplace, forget it. Ottawa Chasm, good example. Sky, very good example. It's like, I don't understand why this portal, I step on it one time and it takes me one place, and then I step on it another time and it takes me in a completely different place, and now I don't know where I'm at.
I've had people try to go up to Curin and they've gotten into, like, the pot room, like, 17 times. I'm like, how?
Yeah, one day I was, like, 7 for 7 on the pot room, and then my 8th time I got into Curin's room, and Oshi came through, and hit Kieran's room once the first time.
For people that don't know what we're talking about, in Sky, when you go to fight Kieran, you have to take a portal up into a room. Sometimes it'll take you into his room, sometimes it'll take you into a room full of pots, and then you gotta walk through Sky outside and try again.
It's
hit or miss, and it sucks.
Yeah, a lot of times it'll has to do with things like that. When I was first starting in the game, like, when I got to about... 40, 45, I got to be one of those annoying noobs who thought they knew everything.
That's fun, though.
And, yeah, and I argued with practically everybody we partied with. But, yeah, I had a noob moment today that I'll just share with everybody. It's not my most noobish moment. But, yeah, we were in Sky. We were doing the gods. And a lot of times before you enter the area where the actual pop is, you'll, like, stay outside and
get TP.
Whack a couple sprinklers for TP. And so, well, we had a couple guys that were doing that, and, you know, toward the end, I was white mage. I was helping heal and whatever. And, I noticed that another character, one of the other guys was, like, low on HP, so I went ahead and healed him. And he went ahead and went in the portal. But at that time, another sprinkler had popped, and I got magic aggro. And so I went to turn around and go into the portal to go in, and I saw the message event skipped. I'm like, what's going on? And I see me getting hit by the sprinkler. I'm like, oh, man. So I look around. Nobody from my link shell is out there.
Yep.
I'm like, screw me. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I have re-raise up. I had already capped out my buffer that day. Mm-hmm. Within a couple hours of that happening. Like, I'm sitting there watching myself get whacked, and I'm like, I'm telling Oshi, hey, I'm about to die. He's like, oh, come. I'm like, no, you don't have to come. I got re-raised. So I died in re-raised death. I felt like it. Seriously.
That sucks, man.
I have new moments now, and I had new moments before, and it's one of those things that I don't think, no matter how much you play the game, there's going to be something you don't know, and you're gonna have, or there's gonna be something you just do know when you do it anyway.
Right.
So
it's
never out.
Just a little more WTF. The people that get, they'll get the TP, they'll go up, and there's like the two people left. They're like, what about us? And then
there was another moment like that where we had this dark knight that was soling these pots, and he's like, "Where's everybody else go?" And so he had, like, me and one other mage, we were there keeping him alive, and he had, you know, Arcana Circle up, so, you know, a lot of time the pot would be intimidated by him, so he had that in his favor.
Oh, man, that's crazy. It works out for a couple people, though. Like, if they're in my party, I'll just, you know, shikikoyo them, be like, have some TP. I have plenty. it sucks because I'm going to merit that recast down on that. 15 minutes just is terrible.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Anyway, back to the
okay,
messages.
We have one more messages on the MySpace, and it comes from I'm the man from Lakshmi. It says, just wanted to say something about your comments about Mentor status. I've had Mentor status turned on for a year now, and people ask me stuff all the time. Yes, even through the Mentor search. And it's not always stuff like, can I have many gills, please? but
I'm imagining
questions.
He typed it in noob speak.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Clever.
But it was clever. But honest questions like, where can I get armor? Or how do I fight? And where do I fight? Honestly, I love to help people. But unlike Stake, I can level jobs.
Ooh.
White Mage 75, Blue 70, etc.
Burn.
Just thought I'd like to tell you, or just thought I'd tell you, you guys rock. It does rock. Mentor status rocks. Keep on making the funny shows, and don't forget to move it.
Unreal.
We actually got one more. It's on our comments. It says, it's from Daryl. Hey, guys. I love the show. You guys crack me up. I don't play Final Fantasy, but 3 years ago I bought the game. It's been at least 24 hours of installing and updating it just to find out that my PC didn't meet the requirements.
Oh, my God.
No.
Today I finally got That's a gamer's horrible. Computer, and I would still like to play Final Fantasy. My main question is, how hard is it to organize or find a party? I plan on making a character that's based on full support, such as a white mage, but I want to make a class that's heavily needed because as soon as I get on, I want to just start getting XP. Thanks for reading my email. P.S. When is Kieran going to be a host? He obviously makes a great addition to the show. Lol. Well, we'll answer the first part of the question first. If you
don't be a dragoon.
You know what?
Can't start out with dragoon anyway. Remember?
Be a red mage or a bard. A red mage or a bard. And
can't start off as a bard either.
Well,
the first 10 levels, no matter. The first 10 levels, no matter what job you choose, you're going to end up soloing anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, occasionally you'll find people who want to do parties like before 10. Don't go with them because a lot of times it's going to end up being crappy XP. Don't end up soloing
solo.
It. Yeah. Once you
solo
get to level-
pastime if you can handle it, to be honest. I personally think, like, just follow 13 because the levels in the dunes are still horrible.
Yeah. Now, if you're doing, like, you know, white mage or something and you do in. So I think it's easier on like jobs like white mage to just go ahead and go do the dunes starting around 10 or 11 because your defense isn't all that great anyway.
With white mage you'll get in, you'll get invited to the parties pretty quick too because everybody is a white mage. So
exactly. And starting level 11 you get cured too, which you don't want to use a lot because it'll gain a lot of hate at that level. But with a support class like white mage that people need a lot, it's fairly easy to get at parties. So, that's the thing you really have to worry about at first. I mean, later on, like in other things, like in-game and stuff, you know, there's that whole other thing. But, if you want to do like a job like that, white mage is usually a little bit easier to get parties in the beginning than red mage. And then around like 41, when red mage gets refreshed, you start seeing all kinds of party invites. So, I mean, it's up to you.
I don't think it's that hard to find a party.
Well, it's not hard to find a party. It's hard to find a good party.
Yeah, it's the quality of players versus how many people are actually looking or whatever.
Well, Daryl, I'm sure that I speak for all of us when I say we're looking forward to hearing from you again.
Indeed.
And hear about your in-game adventures.
And if you decide to make Bahamut your home, let us know and we can hook you up with a PFA link show.
Do it. Anyways, cool.
Slip that in.
Yeah, that's all our emails.
Cool. Sweet.
Wow. It's been a long show.
I know, right?
My God.
You guys all kind of sound dead, like I'm like coming in towards the end. It's all like, oh yeah, hi Sammy, great.
We're so glad to have you on the show.
So glad to be here. I've missed you guys.
We triple or quadruple the length of the show just to have you on, Sammy.
Oh, there you go. See, it's all for that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I hope that I can be on again sometime soon. It's just, you know, I'm glad that I'm here for this one at least.
Yeah, what you gotta do.
Man,
yeah,
a year.
Take care of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, my new character's name that I'm playing around with right now is Milkshake.
She brings all the boys Milkshake. To bed.
Yeah, oh, she's a Mythroth, and I'm going to level Thief
on
her.
What server are you on?
I'm still in Bahamut.
The best server ever.
Oh, still in Bahamut?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still in Bahamut. I'm kind of...
You should have picked a random server like Alexander and just go
over. I'm thinking about doing that.
Just pick a random one.
We might do that, yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
Throw all the servers in a hat and shake up the hat.
I don't know. Quetzalcoatl sounds like a fun server to me.
Quetzalcoatl is probably a totally random server. I don't know. Seriously. Have we heard anything from anybody?
I think at one point we did, because I remember one episode where, like, somebody, one of you tried to pronounce it, and it was like,
yeah, that's
Quetzalcoatl or something like
there's
that.
There's a lot of stuff we've tried to pronounce.
That just haven't been there.
Quote.
But also, yeah. I mean, like, put some stuff in the forums or put some emails out, you know, if there's something special about your server that you really want to, you know, let us know. This server rocks because of such and such, or even this server sucks because of such and such, you know.
You know
throw
don't
it in
make
an email.
It into a hate thread.
Yeah, don't.
That's what killing a thread. That's what killing
a thread
is for.
I just had a random idea. If you guys send emails or messages about your server and see why we should come. What'd you say? Would you just tell me not?
No?
Am I lagging?
No.
No, just keep going.
I just wanted to hear Chin, like, squeal.
You just wanted to make Chin squeal, huh?
She's going.
Wow.
She's crackling over there.
Looks like I've missed quite a bit. Anyway.
Dude,
send a message and tell us why, and I'll... like make a random character just to come and see, and you can prove to me why. We'll pick one, and I'll just like make like a level one character and go on there and see if they really live up to what you say it's going to be. How's that sound?
Cool. You'll be able to tell with a level one.
Sure,
character. Hell
yeah, I would.
It's like, all right, guys, let's go to Sky.
There's still a few servers we haven't heard of yet or heard from yet, so.
Before
maybe, like,
I leave
you know.
The MySpace, before I close the MySpace window, I want to point out that our chalkboard currently says, Chin turns me on. That's it. That's what it says.
Wow. So apparently this guy has a switch of some sort, and Chin flicked it from off to on.
Apparently.
I think it must be like a robot or something.
I think it's always the long silences
after I talk.
Fusion, I think that Greg can
unmask yourself, mystery man.
Old man Jenkins. I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you.
Stop WTFing all over the place. Let's say your name, sir.
God, you're pesky. Oh.
I challenge you to a duel.
Challenge you to a duel.
Wow.
Wow. Alright, so yeah, that's about all we got. It's like, oh my god, this is like a huge... I might have to split this episode up into like two halves or something.
Hey, don't be a noob.
Not a noob. Miss, Miss Level Bard first.
I didn't say that. I said what would be efficient.
Yeah, I'll change the stuff. Change the subject.
How did I change the subject?
I don't.
Shh.
I'm trying to give myself.
He can't answer you, so he has to go.
Sleep.
Go move it and get me a sandwich.
I like it. Move it.
Waffles.
Okay.
Dude, speaking of waffles,
I
ate a waffle today.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got out of work.
You want some waffles, yeah?
And I was like, yo, make me a waffle, yeah?
How about the blizzards from Dairy Queen with the waffle cone pieces in them?
It's not too bad.
Nice. I had one of those the other day.
Nice.
You don't have Dairy Queen.
Well, that's because you failed. Aww. Wait, you don't have Dairy Queen?
No way, dude.
Alright, well, we have to end an episode because I don't have anything left.
It's this huge.
We're all finished.
Wait,
hey, Ganyman, you guys still over there?
I am here, eagerly awaiting.
Okay. Thank you guys very much for joining us today.
That's great always, to be here.
You guys are a well-respected members of our community, and we appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much for tuning in this week for our 52nd episode.
Thank you again to the Spoonie Bards.
Thank you again.
I don't know when we actually. I got to figure out where we're gonna throw that in, but maybe I'll just throw it in at the end.
But what about the best of? You're so slow. I will beat you with a haystick. Friggin' swift belt, son. I will snap that and just friggin'
cut you in half, boy.
You done?
Alright.
Alright, so as we finish that.
Please go. Go ahead.
No, go.
Our email address, as always, is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our website is also petfoodalpha.com. You can join us on our forums. Our forums are very interesting. We have a thread up there about the new expansion.
Way to sell it. Our forums are interesting. Oh, well then.
There you go.
I'm sold!
Wow.
Oh my god. When will it end?
I don't know.
Okay, so...
Did you have something else to say?
Yeah, I'm going to do the thing about the stuff.
Oh, word, dude.
All right, so last couple weeks in the forums, we've been asking you guys to submit your favorite PFA moments.
Yes.
And that thread closed last week, and I actually put them all together. And that's we're going to take us out this week with... best PFA moments.
Funny stuff. I've heard the clip. Yeah, me too. It's so good.
Oh my god, it's pretty good.
We'll leave you with that this week, and we'll join you here next week, right here. Everybody say goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
Night, John boy.
What?
No. Good night, Ma. Good night, Pa. Good night, Sister. What do you call Sister? No. You hear your sis?
Wow.
Good night, Gramps.
Good night, distant cousin.
Pet Food Alpha.
Hello, and welcome to Pet Food Alpha. Nice. Alright, I'm gonna start again.
Our new co-host, Sammy Grace from Bahamut Server. Very close friend of mine. Sammy, say hello.
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 Hi.
As Fusion said, Sammy joins us from the Bahamut Server. She is a high level 75 paladin, higher than both of us.
So let us all bow down and worship her.
So we will,
right. No.
And we have a special guest today. He's the former host of the Mega Elixir Podcast. Come join us
again.
Returning once again to rap with us a little bit about Final Fantasy XI. His name is Eric.
Hello, guys.
Hello, welcome. Glad to have you.
Word.
Oh, Mom, it's a dark night! A real dark night!
Hey, kid, how's it going? Are you enjoying the festival?
I sure am, Mr. Dark Knight. Wow, you're so cool!
Thanks, kid.
Is it true? All the kids at school and my mom say Dark Knights are emo. What about when Dad said he wished his grass was emo like a Dark Knight so it would cut itself?
That's it, kid. Soul Eater, Last Resort, Blood Weapon, Guillotine!
No, my baby! Oh, s***! You... You missed!
Oh boy. Damn. Oh. I'm sorry. That was, my,
I could use some explaining.
Yeah. My link shell right now is Camping Behemoth, and he popped.
about 10 degrees out of my range to claim him. And
I don't know what that was in the background there.
That was my mom.
Word. What's up to Fusion's mom?
Yeah, thanks,
dude.
Mom. I'm not trying to do anything of any great importance.
Oh,
maybe,
wow.
Maybe I'll... Mom, I'm trying to record! Welcome to another exciting episode of Babies in Drawers.
Dude, what am I supposed to do with that? These guys have been ragging on me about this. Okay. And I'm trying to pull off macros, and I can't because I have, like, you know,
a baby in your arms.
I have a baby in my arm. So what I did was, I have an empty drawer, a little pencil drawer right here at my desk. And so I put a blanket in there and, like, a little, you know, I made a little comfy spot. And so I put the baby down here with one arm, and I'm holding the bottle, and I can still have one hand to come up here and do macros. And so, and I control my character with my mouse, so like I can do everything I need to do with one hand.
So you put your baby in a drawer?
Yes, I put the baby in a drawer. It was ingenious though. I have to reiterate that the baby was comfortable
in a drawer. In a drawer. Did you shut the drawer, Steak?
No. My name is Steak.
My name is a Fusion X.
I'm Sammy Grace.
And I'm Chinchilla.
And I would like to personally welcome Chinchilla as the newest member of the Pet Food Alpha team.
She's enjoying the podcast.
It's super.
Welcome. Now, Chinchilla, I've already spoken to you about your salary grade and your sign-on bonus. You're going to have to actually
Wait a second.
You're going to
have to
actually...
She's getting paid?
What's up with that?
You're going to actually have to talk to HR to get the company car, but that takes like 6 to 8 weeks. So,
I already stole your keys, so...
Wait a second.
The ones that broke off.
How come I'm not getting paid?
Moving right along. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha.
Brought
to
you the game of
Yeah, he did just lag out. Oh my god. Steak, that was hot.
Did that really?
Wow. Yeah, that came out hot.
Whoa.
I thought it was connection again or something.
That was funny sounding. No, I mean, that was.
Cool.
Oh, damn.
Okay, ready?
I put on my game face.
One, two, three.
Happy holidays!
Dude, Fusion, you're such a...
Nice.
My rafflecopter goes swash, 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 swash,
swash, swash, swash, swash, swash, swash,
I had my ways.
My rafflecopter goes.
My rafflecopter goes.
I'll take video gaming for 800, please.
Advent Children and Chains of Promethea are just two of the many episodes in this popular role-playing game.
Well, I would say Final Fantasy, except it's Chains of Promethea, not Chains of Promethea. Next time, try to spell it right, noob.
That is called Final Fantasy. Pick again.
Where did we even start that?
Burger sandwich.
This just in, burger sandwich.
Where did who start? Was that Chen that started that?
Yes.
Probably.
Oh my god, what are you...
How about them apples?
What are you on?
How do you not know what a burger sandwich is?
I know what a burger sandwich is, but why are you just like...
You can't even say it.
The Pet Food Alpha thing at the beginning of every show is so close to the Thundercats call, you might as well just go with that.
Pet Food Alpha Biscuit, give me sight beyond sight!
What is wrong with this kid? Where did you find him?
Dude, that was awesome.
That's what we need to do for the open.
Come on, Fusion! Snarf!
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. Oh my god, the bow is wicked funny. He's like, Oh my god, and the cheer is even better.
We were just in your XP'ing off of crawlers or whatever. And there was like one Doom Scorpion that wasn't, you know, right next to a party, but it was kind of off to the side. So I named him. I named him. He was Mike the Doom Scorpion. And so it was Mike the Doom Scorpion, yeah. I probably have some screenshots somewhere of this. I don't know what I was not thinking when I was doing this. Yeah. But, so, you know, we ended up killing all these crawlers. Like, there's nothing else to pull. And they're like, pull the Doom Scorpion. I'm like, no, don't kill Mike. And then.
But the t-shirts are cool. We were wearing them out in L.A. So
I remember that they didn't. Yeah,
to all who get a t-shirt, too. They're very cool. You'll be wearing it everywhere you go.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Awesome. Actually, nice. People will probably be even like wearing it when they paint. You know,
need a paint shirt.
They better not do that with the PFA t-shirts. The PFA t-shirts are like HQ, baby.
You got t-shirts?
Oh, we got.
Yeah,
t-shirts.
Dude. Yeah,
where
we
are
got
they?
T-shirts.
They're
how
do here. I get a t-shirt?
You want a t-shirt?
Yeah.
You got a t-shirt. I'll hook you up with a t-shirt. I'll get your address when the show's over.
You guys should send me one, because I'm going to send some t-shirts to Square Enix.
Okay.
Because the couple of the Japanese guys said they wanted t-shirts.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Nice.
And so I thought I'd send them like a few t-shirts over.
Very cool.
And if you guys send me a t-shirt, I'll send them a t-shirt of yours.
Sweet. Nice.
Nice.
The hookup.
That's cool.
And then they'll be like... Then they'll be wearing Pet Food Alpha around the office.
They'll be like, what? Pet Food Alpha?
Yeah.
I spent the entire show yawning.
Holy shit, it's 1:30. Fuck you guys.
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh, holy shit.
We're gonna show you guys how to get log lank right through, eh? First, you got to go with the NPC, right? You got to talk to him and be like, I want to do the mission. He's like, alright, you got to do the mission. And then you go out, you do the mission. Yeah. And you come back, and you're like, good job.
And it goes, John.
Today's video is going to be about catching the elusive spiny spippy.
Blimey, that's a spiny spippy!
Wow, this specimen is huge.
Wow.
Blimey,
he just dropped me a burger sandwich.
Blowing that hole, I just got
you guys
three
done?
Heads.
You're never done.
No.
Jeez.
Alright, so,
I said I was wrong, okay?
You know what? You want some talk time? You want some steak time? Do treasure coffer.
Alright. Let's do treasure coffer.
That'd be a cold boot.
Oh, that's better than the threat we got from the Belgian guy last time I was on. Keep making the episodes and I kill you all. And then
we
I make you waffles,
now.
Yeah.
Dude, we haven't even strawberries.
Even we make crepes and we dance on your bodies.
Wow. And Dime Bongo will be there too.
Oh my god.
Oh,
alrighty.
Disco club.
Next email.
Holy crap.
Next email.
Oh my god.
Next. Jim, I swear.
Holy crap, stop laughing. I'm trying to pay attention.
Breathe, Jim.
Look at my Belgian muscles while I make waffles for you.
I would like to apologize on behalf of the Petrified Apple staff.
I can't breathe and I really want waffles.
Any of our listeners who might be from Belgium or anywhere near Belgium or anywhere in Europe or anywhere in the world for that matter.
And if you like waffles, cheers to you.
I love Belgium.
Okay.
I love Belgium.
Belgium.
They're terrible at soccer.
Next email comes from Mayhem. Ninja for life.
She makes you some Mayhem waffles.
She's still laughing.
my god.
Oh, stop! You're making my face hurt!
I'm bringing Belgium back!
You mother waffles don't know how to act!
Oh, man. It hurts!
I'm waiting to hear this big, like, thud coming
stop.
Out of Shin's mic.
I'll stop. I will cease and desist.
Dude, she starts cackling, dude.
Good lord.
Okay, go. Wait, what were we doing?
I was about to read. I was about to read Mayhem's email.
Okay, you should probably do that. Oh,
somebody get Chin a glass of water, please.
What's going on, dude?
Dude, we just our plan was to come out of Cape Terrigan and go and kill. Oh my gosh. Okay, the plan was to come out of Cape Terrigan and go into Kuftal. Kuftal, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he was going to use escape. So he starts casting warp. And he...
So here's to you, Mr. Galka Subligar wearer. If you weren't wearing that Subligar, we'd ask you to take a bow. Mr. Galka Subligar wearer!